guys, he really turned into that guy that we kind of counted on to be a leader in the clubhouse and kind of set the tone out on the field as well. We always depend on him defensively, and he put some great at-bats out there for us. And then he really did a number on the bases, too. So he was stealing bags all over the place. And this year, kind of like you said, you know, last year we were more home run oriented as well as a team, and we were 50-50 with home runs and stolen bases. And this year we're much less oriented with the home runs. You know, we're in the high 20s right now, but we have well over 100 stolen bases this year. So that's kind of really been our strong suit is being really active on the base paths and taking advantage of anything that's been given to us.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Some of your other favorite memories of this summer, players or games or stretches.
Really, really, any time that we see the guys really bear down and buckle down and come from behind, really shows a lot about the character and the improvements that they made. A couple that come from behind, especially the grand slams, those really call to mind. Jacob Marquez took a no-hitter into the seventh. That was an exemplary outing by him, and I look forward to seeing what he can do this year. Tanner Tweed, once we were able to get him back behind the dish, he's really shown a knowledge for calling a game, and he's got a plus-plus arm. So we've been really pleased with what he's been able to demonstrate from behind there as well. So overall, yeah, we've really been able to see what these guys are able to do, you know, when we put them in positions to where they can succeed and utilize their strengths to the fullest.
Well, there's so much more I want to talk to you about, so I'm going to ask you to come on Scorecard Scribblings, my talk show down the road here, not too far, so we can really talk almost player by player and also talk a little bit of history. But tonight, you need a win. You want to win this game. It's a must-win game, Coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, anytime we get the opportunity to make sure we finish above 500, that's absolutely what we want to do. This year, we're definitely in that position to where if we win tonight, it's going to put us in a position to where we can start the year off really well the next year and be a couple games over 500 and allow us to really kind of finish where we want to be.
Any folks you want to say special thanks to at the end of the season?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to my wife. She's put up with me and put up with the time that we spend and the amount of hours that we dedicate to this program. And she's really my rock. She's definitely the better half of this partnership. So she's my MVP. So I want to say thank you to Ashley very much. So, and then also everybody else, the family, friends, everybody, my work, everybody that's helped contribute to making this a successful season for us.
Well, it's going to be a packed house. It usually is a final game. It's Fan Appreciation Day. I know the ball players are ready to soak it in. I know you and your staff are. Mm-hmm. Eric Fasking, thank you so much for the opportunity this year. All right, well, we'll have lineups and more for you when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. The flag is currently being presented. We'll tell you about all the other presentations in this finale before the final game. But what a fun night it is. Usually the finale, it's bittersweet. You want the summer to go on. You want your team to always be out there playing. But hope springs eternal after you take some time off. And so now the flag is being unfurled on the field. The flag is being unfurled. This flag, you can hear Jake Mangus in the background. Scott Lewis will sing the national anthem. Let's listen in.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
a beautiful rendition by David of the National Anthem, one of our great fans here at the ballpark, and you can see players from both teams are on the field presenting. Well, you can't see it, but I'm telling you. It's the giant American flag that you see flying north of Cyprus next to Interstate 5. It was dedicated on the first anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. It's a perfect flag presentation, one of the best seen in Northern California, and it's all done by the Enterprise Lions Club and the Flag Fund. So terrific to have them out here. We had them out here on the 4th of July, and this is the big one. This is the very big family. They honored the host families for the ball club, for the players. That's another thing that you may or may not realize. These guys come from all over the country, and they're hosted in homes of big fans throughout the summer, and it's just a wonderful thing that many of those families do every year. And they also honored Barb, our top volunteer here, and we congratulate Barbara Harrison, who won a top senior award here in Redding and Shasta County, and she'll be honored as the Woman of the Year. And we certainly appreciate her. She's always on guard over there in front of the clubhouse on her chair and never misses a game. Well, that's all the festivities for now. So now let's get to baseball, right? It's just about that time. We have some starting lineups for you. Tonight's game, Nick Schrodel will be on the hill. He made the first start of the season, and he will be making the finale start of this campaign. Colt 45's defensively behind him. This one will be a little bit of a different lineup, but Chris Brew's back in the lineup. He's over at first base. At second tonight, Daniel Duarte, because you may recall I mentioned last night that Julian Kadama and Andy Vayena, hopefully they're listening on their way home. They both had to return home one day before the season ended, just the way it worked out. So we said goodbye to them. They posted a goodbye on our Facebook page, by the way, to the fans. So it's a bit of a piecemeal lineup, but a pretty good offensive lineup, I think. Duarte's at second base tonight. At shortstop is the kid, Connor McCoy. At third base, is Tanner Tweet. Out in left field, Ryan Bolf, who hit the ball well last night. In center field tonight, Kyle Schrodel. And out in right field, it's Buchanan back in Casey Buchanan, who, of course, has also had a good start for the Colt 45s in this final week of joining the team. Behind the plate tonight, Nick Horsley. And on the mound, Nick Schrodel for the Colt 45s. Nick comes into this contest with leading the team in a couple of categories, but 6 games he started. This will be his 17th appearance, second only to Jordan Akins. 49 and a third innings. He has a 1-3 record and a 5.29 ERA. If he can avoid the long ball, then he's in good shape. He has been one of the better guys in terms of balls and strikes. Not quite as good as last night's pitcher, Jacob Marquez, but certainly has been the veteran that we're all getting accustomed to. He'll be heading back to Minnesota to play his junior year along with his brother Kyle in college, at Crown College. They start in a month or so. The Reading Ringtails, Lane Thacker leads it off. First pitch, he sees, he lines to brother Kyle in center field for out number one. Well, there you go. A nice, fun start for the Colt 45s. Thacker is their third baseman. He leads off Chase Rossman, the first baseman, bats second. Chuck Matthey in right field tonight is in the 3 spot. Jordan Taylor hits fourth. He's in center field. Brian Barrington, son of the coach Paul, a longtime ball player here in the North State, he's back in the lineup tonight, and he will be DHing, hitting fifth. John Downey in left field hits sixth. David Miller, the catcher, seventh. Christian Reynolds, second base tonight, hits eighth. And Diego Castaneda will start at shortstop and bat ninth. Nick Sanderson makes the start for the Ringtails. We'll tell you all about all those folks as we go through the night tonight. The left-handed batting Rossman now at the plate takes a couple of pitches away from Schrodel. Colt 45s have won 6 of the 8 meetings between these two teams this season. And this, of course, the big finale. They won last two nights. Bounced sharply right side. Brew to his right makes the play, but then the throw is bang-bang to Schrodel at first base. Chris made a nice play going to his right in the hole, and he kind of threw it overhand, which is always a little dangerous when you got a pitcher covering. Not sure if they'll give Rossman a hit or if it'll be an error. We'll check the scoring here in a minute. Our umpires for tonight's game, John Batchelor behind the plate, and Blake Ayers out on the bases. So Rossman is at first, has good speed. And it brings up Chuck Matthew, who has had some success against the Colt 45s. Chuck's a veteran in the area, right-handed hitter. Runner is going. They got him picked off, throw down, and McCoy's a little late getting there. Connor not familiar with playing that shortstop position, and I think that just caught up to him because they should have been able to get Rossman there. So give him the stolen base. Schrodel has an excellent move. He obviously showed it there, picked him off, but seemed to be they needed to zip it over there. Chris probably did. So Matthew now has a man in scoring position. Schrodel, good fastball. Changer, change up and breaking ball. Tiger Field down the line, 320 to left. In the left field line, 310 down the right field line. The Girlinger Steel fence posts still hang here at Tiger Field. That one's inside. 1-1. That's dead center is 406. The power alley is 358 to left center and 370 to right center. The field has shadows just to the edge of the infield where the first and second baseman are still in the sun field. The right fielder also has to shield the sun. Slow roller hit to third base. Tweet Fields, and it gets away from him. It'll be a throwing error. Going over to third is Rossman, and Matthew is safe at first. He heads down to second on the throwing error by Tanner Tweet. So that's one of the downsides to having guys playing out of position, but they'll hopefully get comfortable here as this game goes along. So far, no harm, no foul, as they say, with Rossman at third. And brings up Jordan Taylor, their center fielder. Taylor had pretty much knocked the snot out of the ball before last night against the Colt 45s this year, but they quieted him down just a little bit. He was just 1-for-4. Left-handed batter. Big breaking ball, a little bit high, 1-0. Light breeze, and I say light breeze blowing. The fans have fans. They gave out to everybody who came to the game tonight a personal Colt 45's fan, the kind that you fan yourself off with. It's very nice. They fold up into a little tiny thing. The players are more susceptible, I think, to the heat right now than anybody. Changeup swung on, hit pretty well to left field. Going back, looking up, and it is. Hooks around the foul pole. Foul ball. And let's see, the home plate umpire, John Batchelor, ruled that it was a foul ball. Wait a minute, is he now saying it was? Why did he hold up both hands? Is it fair or foul, Batchelor? Oh, yeah, Coach Barrington, Paul Barrington, longtime Simpson assistant. He's coming out. I think he might have got that call wrong. I got to be honest. Batchelor, if you're playing off the Colt 45's body language, they'd agree with you that it was a home run, but they're not going to tell you that. Both kind of turned and watched. And he's going to ask for help. The angle, I would imagine Blake Ayers, I mean, you got to get it right. Imagine Blake Ayers would have been able to have a different, he was out closer to second base. So he may have a different look at it. And he can, Nick Schrodel is giving him an earful, doesn't want him to overrule. But let's see. Barrick Fasking is waiting to see if they're going to, if it's a home run, it's 3-0. If it's a foul ball, well, It's a 2-1 count. But you just want them to get it right, right? It seems like they would have known right away if Blake Ayers thought it was. Home run, so Ayers is going to overrule Batchelor. And it'll be a 3-run homer. So Rossman and Matthew score ahead of Taylor. As mentioned, Taylor has hit the Colt 45s well. That's his third home run against them this summer. He has 8 runs batted in. Now, Barrick's not looking to get tossed here, but he is going to point out, hey, come on, he was in a completely different position, and you're down the line. I think it was a home run, but I don't have the best position either. Either way, there's a lot of baseball to be played, so you don't want to play all your cards right now. Brian Barrington now comes to the plate. And of course, he's a long-time Northern California baseball player. We mentioned last night a new father. His dad, the coach, and Brian played collegiately here as well. Barrick's really letting him have it pretty well. And he's just trying to make his point to John Batchelor, basically telling him, you know, why didn't Blake Ayers run down the line to help him out? Maybe one of the things he's saying. But either way, seed planted, one out. It's a 3-0 deficit, and I mentioned it in the pregame. Nick Schrodel just has to avoid the long ball because pitchers don't dig them. And, Nick, that's one of those categories that you don't want to lead your team in, but he does. The 8 home run he's given up this summer. Barrington, a big right-handed batter, didn't play last night. Wanted to get one last set of swings in against his arch nemesis tonight. Brian hitting .214 in 4 games and lines the first pitch he sees after all that into left field for a base hit. So Schrodel's not fooling him necessarily. I mean, one of those runs would be unearned. I never did double-check the scoring on the first one. There could be 2 unearned runs. We'll check on that in a minute. As John Downey now comes to the plate, John is younger than the lefty Nick Schrodel, but also both of them went to UPrep. Of course, Kyle played with John. I think John would have been a – I don't know if they played – John probably would have been a freshman when Nick was a senior or – a sophomore, so they might have, I'm sure they played together a little bit. Downey had a hit last night, but they had pretty much had his number prior to that. Takes a couple of pitches now. Ball and a strike to count. Well, that's kind of a bummer of a way to start it, but the good news is a lot of baseball left to be played.
What?
Swung on. Soft liner to short. McCoy Fields makes the throw to first, and they double Barrington off there. The double play. Well turned. So the soft liner to short, 6-3 double play. And what could have been a worse inning? Well, it wasn't. How about that? 3 runs on 3 hits. It was an error. And nobody left on base. Let's go to the bottom of the first. Colt 45 is looking for their first at-bat. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Peyton Edwards will lead it off here in the second inning, listening to Colt 45's baseball. And it is the last game of the season. Edwards leading it off against the Ringtails left-hander, Nick Sanderson. They've seen Sanderson this year. He started three previous games against them. He's 0-1 against the Colt 45s with a very good 3.00 earned run average. Edwards stands in. Peyton, a right-handed batter. He's DHing tonight. Colt 45s wearing the white-on-white uniforms, the black stockings, the black numbers and lettering with gold trim. And the Ringtails wearing their road unis, the maroon tops with blue lettering and numbers, maroon caps, and the gold, the gray bottoms, pants. Edwards pops this one up left side. Shortstop going back, left fielder coming in. Shortstop makes the catch for out number one. That brings up Ryan Bolf. Bolf just joined the team and has made his presence known last night. He was 3-for-5 with a couple of runs batted in. How about that? Way to go, Ryan Bolf. He's got a crouch stance. He's the one that uses that red, white, and blue bat. It's actually mostly blue. He put some yellow striping on it tonight. Some yellow tape that's become pretty popular. They've increased that. They made that tape where it actually stays on the bat. 1-0 pitch. That one's up and away. 2-0. I would imagine we're going to see a combination of pitchers tonight. Fastball away. 3-0. Sanderson, who pitched so well against the Colt 45s this year. And then I would imagine we'll see Rojas as well, because he shut out the Colt 45s in one game, and he's also pitched very well against him. The right-handed batting, Bolf. Ryan waits for the 3-0. It's on the inside corner for a called strike. Breeze feels good up in the stands. As I said, the flag is laying flat, resting on the flagpole, not blowing anywhere out there. Tanner Tweet on deck, batting third. In fact, Tanner's little brother, Jackson, is one of the bat boys tonight. That one's just a little up, and ball four. So Bolf reaches base, first base runner. Against Sanderson. And now the power hitter, right-handed batting, Tanner Tweet out of Red Bluff High School in Sac City. He's batting .291 in just 32 games. He leads the team with 3 triples, 5 homers. Also has 23 runs batted in those games and a .504 slugging percentage. Runner not going anywhere at first. Checks, excuse me, swing. A super slow roller towards second. And all hands are going to be safe. The second baseman, first baseman, pitcher all crossed over. And Tweet gets an infield hit out of it. It was just an excuse me swing. Not hit hard enough to really be a force out or anything. But hey, Colt 45s will take it. 2 on for Daniel Duarte, who's been hitting the ball well since joining the club. Rejoining. He started the year with him. He's hitting .316 with 2 homers, 9 RBI. And he's hitting 7 of 8 since returning to the team from his summer in Florida. And, in fact, he's riding a 5-game hitting streak to the final game of the season for a .474 mark. In fact, all this season, he's hit safely in 8 of 11 games. So I think, all told, that would have been a big year for Daniel, if we were able to keep him around. Breaking ball over for a strike, 1-1. But he had some other baseball responsibilities in Florida. Now, he will be attending Benedictine in Mesa, Arizona, and I learned that he will not be going there with Nick Horsley. They're actually kind of tag teaming now, swapping. Nick will be going back, will be staying here and attending and playing at Shasta College. So we'll get to see him. He'll get to continue his work with Bill Plummer. That's a win-win, and Daniel will join that program there. This one's up to him, 2-1.
Guess what? I got a fever. The only prescription is for cowbell.
Nice crowd still rolling in on the fan appreciation night at the ballpark. Here comes the 2-1 now to the right-handed hitting Duarte, who's he's truly proven to be a utility player for them this year. He's a catcher by trade, but obviously solid at first, third. He's now playing second tonight. He's pitched for the Colt 45s. He pitched for them last year. Check swing. Did he go around? They're not asking for help there. The base umpire is on the left-hand side of the infield facing the pitcher. So he's between the shortstop and second base in the grass in the infield. So he really didn't have a better look at that check swing anyway. Duarte waiting for a 3-1 pitch now from the left-hander Sanderson. Looks back to second. Big leg kick, change up in the dirt, ball four. Second walk of the inning. Base is loaded. And Kyle Schrodel, who's hitting fifth tonight. Guess I never did give you that old batting order, did I? Schrodel batting fifth, the center fielder. Buchanan hits sixth. He's out in right. Chris Brew batting seventh. Nick Horsley hitting eighth. Connor McCoy batting ninth tonight. So Kyle getting the chance to hit up in the order a little bit. Just, you know, maybe he'll see some different pitches. Had to settle for a couple of walks last night. Pretty good on-base percentage of .303, considering hits have not come lately. He had a good start to the season, but just been kind of snake-bit at the plate as of late. Only one hit since July 5th when he had a couple of hits. No balls and a strike to count. Wears two black batting gloves. The tall right-handed batter takes that one over for a strike, 0-2. So the guy couldn't throw a strike a minute ago, and now he's good old internet's letting me down up here at the ball game, at the ballpark. Server is temporary, unavailable. I hate when that happens, don't you? Reading Colt 45's website might be getting a run right now. That one was a ball, 1-2 now the count. Kyle Schrodel waits the pitch from Nick Sanderson, who's working from his windup now. With the bases full, lefty's pitch is bounced up the middle, could be two. Second over to short, one on to first, double play. So the run does not count. Kind of textbook there, 4-6-3, twin killing. And the Colt 45's threatened, but nothing to show for it. No runs, a hit, no errors. A couple left on base. We go to the top of the second. Colt 45's trailing the Ringtails. 3-0 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse. A timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reddings' Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalenikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the final game of this season. We're in the top of the second. Colt 45's trailing 3-0 on a disputed home run call in the first. Jordan Taylor went the other way with a three-run blast down the left field line. It was first ruled a foul ball by the home plate umpire, but then he got together with Blake Ayers, his base umpire, and they overruled it, and it was ruled a three-run homer. Here in the second, it'll be David Miller, Christian Reynolds, and Diego Castaneda facing the left-hander, Nick Schrodel. Nick's first pitch to David Miller is over for a strike. Of course, Miller, the Simpson University, attended Yuba High School, I believe. Schrodel, the big lefty out of UPrep. That was a breaking ball. Bounced towards second. Duarte fields. Throws it over to Brew at first. out number one. Well, Nick has not had a winning decision in a while. It's kind of hard to believe as I look at it because he's pitched in so many games. Checking his one-loss record here. But Nick, with a 1-3 record, he's not had a win since back on May 24th. You know, that's how things started. So you'd like him to finish it with a win, wouldn't you? I mean, he's lost three games, but he's not gone beyond four innings since back in June. He's been in the starting rotation and out of the starting rotation, so that may not be a fair assessment. But his last outing was a good one at the Potters. He went four innings. He did give up four runs, but no walks and five strikeouts. First couple pitches to the right-handed hitting Christian Reynolds. Strikes 0-2. Reynolds, open stance, very open stance, in fact. Now, Reynolds didn't play last night. He whiffs at that one, strike three. That'll bring up first strikeout, by the way, for the left-handed Schrodel. It'll bring up Diego Castaneda. Diego is a little right-handed batter. He attends Holy Names University out of Shasta High School. First pitch to him is a changeup over for a strike. Nick had him fooled on that one. Nick with 49 strikeouts and 49 in the third innings. That one's fouled back. So he should be healthy going into school at Crown College, where he will very likely return to a starter's role for them in Minnesota. Change up low.
Hey kids, if you're in the dizzy bat race, come on down to the gate behind the home dugout. You're in the dizzy bat race. You signed up for it.
There's a 1-2 pitch coming. Two outs here in the top of the second. Showed a big leg kick. Changeup swung on and missed. He struck him out. So the second inning, different from the first, that's for sure. 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the second, looking to start scratching away at that 3-0 deficit. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Shasta EDC is committed to growing our local economy. Do you operate a manufacturing company in Shasta County? If so, we are offering free consulting to local manufacturers in partnership with the California Manufacturing Network. Their dedicated industry experts are ready to serve your needs. Areas include lean manufacturing, sales and marketing, and HR. In addition to our consulting, we have also created the Grow Manufacturing Initiative that helps local manufacturers collaborate to be more effective and profitable. Call us today at 224-4920.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. You can hear in the background the kids getting their dizzy bat race fun on. That's Rick Bassetti calling it out tonight. Well, what a gem he is for the North State community. You know, this is a nonprofit here, and it does an awful lot of good for an awful lot of people and provides real, just basically, inexpensive entertainment for fans out here. Ringtails with that 3-0 lead. Sanderson on the hill. Colt 45's loaded him up against him last inning, but couldn't put anything across. So Casey Buchanan will lead off. Casey was 2-for-4 with a couple of runs batted in last night. A couple of guys not with the team for this final game. We mentioned Ty Brogdon's not here. Also, Easton Waterman not with the club. He had an illness the other night, so he's not with him. First pitch swung on, hit sharply. The first baseman stabs at it, and it'll be an error on the first baseman. Buchanan reaches. That brings up Chris Brew. And Chris, he's been struggling since hurting that leg. I'm making an excuse for him because he started out so well after a wonder at Simpson University. And the right-handed batter, back on June 26th, he was still hitting .291. I mean, at one point he was hitting .324 for the team. He had two homers back on June 26th, in fact. On the 23rd, I mean, but since then he's struggled. He had injury he was dealing with, and just hasn't been able to get back in that groove. He's dropped down to .234, but still tied for the team lead in homers with five. Five homers and 36 runs batted in. Brendan Roop, who also had to leave the club early because of a family health issue, and we hope that that's turning out well. Our thoughts are with them. That went over for a strike. He will wind up unless Chris knocks in three tonight. He's three RBI behind Roop for the team lead for the summer. Chris could do that. He can pick up a couple of them right here, in fact. Throw over to first for the left-hander Sanderson. Brew does have a good, when his swing is nice and tight, it is strong. 36 runs batted in 36 games. He's been kind of stuck there, though. Waits for the pitch, almost hits him inside. 2-1 now the count. Chris did not play last night. And this pitch swung on, hit sharply through the whole left side base hit. There you go, Chris Brew. You needed that. It's been a while. So Nick Horsley will come to the plate. I mentioned a little while ago, Nick will be staying in Redding, looks like. I don't know if he's going to go home and see the family or anything in American Utah, but he's going to be working as a catcher for Shasta College, and that'll be a great experience for him there. He started out at Benedictine, and they redshirted him the first year. Played a little bit, and then, you know, he's been working very hard this summer on all of his tools for the Colt 45s. Right-handed batter has pop. And the first pitch to him is a breaking ball over for a strike. He's 0 for his last 8, but Nick had just been kind of getting into a rhythm before that. He hit safely in 6 of 7 games before that, including his first home run for the Colt 45s. 0-1 pitch now coming to him. Sanderson has been on second and first. Good fastball fouled back out of the play. 1-1. Nick played first base last night. Back behind the dish tonight. That one's called. Oh, my goodness. Called strike three on Nick Horsley. Strike out for Sanderson, and it'll bring up Connor McCoy. McCoy, right-handed batter, playing shortstop tonight. Second game he's played shortstop, and he's out working on charging the ball. And it's a different position from second. If you haven't played it a lot, he certainly has the tools to play it. Connor batting .247, no homers, 10 RBI. Playing, he finished a stellar career at American Christian Academy here in Anderson. He'll be playing at Shasta, and he just stepped right in, played with the big boys this summer. He's played locally in other junior teams or, you know, all-star teams, but this is definitely a step up. Bouncer towards third, goes over to second for one. McCoy is going to beat it to first. They have men on the corners and two outs now. Safe at first on the fielder's choice is McCoy. Buchanan to third, and out at second, Brew on the 5-4. And it brings up Peyton Edwards, who's had some clutch hits for this team Peyton hitting 217, but a deceptive 217. Three homers and 20 runs batted in, and only 83 at-bats, considering he's been battling a knee sprain. That one over for a strike. But he has three homers, 20 runs batted in 24 games with the Colt 45s. Three for his last 11, including a homer and a triple. That one's bounced up there. Runner was going, and he's able to slide in safely at second base. So a 1-1 count with Edwards, and at second base now. Men on second and third, McCoy at second. Buchanan at third for McCoy's ninth steal of this season. Right-handed batting Edwards now back to the windup for Sanderson. Just a few streaks of light out in the right field area now. The lights will be coming on. Swung on, plate bouncer, foul left side. Colt 45's coaching staff under Barrick Faskin. Justin Simonsman at third base, Biz. And at first base, Brett Miller. Hey, let me take some batting practice today. It wasn't pretty, but it was fun. I appreciate that opportunity. It was nice. Peyton Edwards, who really is a hitter. Now with a 1-2 count. Sanderson. Off speed, swung on, goes the other way. One hop, though, right at the second baseman. He'll field it and throw it to first for out number three. Hit it well, but it was right at him. No runs, one hit. There was an error, and two men left in scoring position. Okay. We'll head to the top of the third. Colt 45 trailing 3-0 on KCNO. Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
So Nick Schrodlot for his third inning of work tonight for the Colt 45s. Trailing 3-0, a first inning opposite field home run by Jordan Taylor. Been kind of a thorn in the Colt 45s side this year. And he'll face the top of the order, Lane Thacker. Thacker flew to center field to start the game off. Great night out at the ballpark tonight. Glad you could be with us wherever you are on this final night of the summer collegiate season here in the North State. Breaking ball over for a strike. Thacker, right-handed batter. He was 0-for-4 last night against the Colt 45s. He's now 4-for-10 this summer, his third game playing against them. Fastball up. 1-1. Missed an awful lot of fun going on. We mentioned extra giveaways and activities. Fan appreciation night. Colt 45's looking to finish the season above 500. Thacker bounces this one right over the pitcher, charging from short as McCoy fields and throws. Very smooth. That should give him some confidence at the shortstop position. Mazzetta is a different play for the shortstop. He has to, A, take charge, throw running towards first base. With second baseman, you go in, plant, and throw. It's a little bit more of an acrobatic position. in a way. McConnell was working very hard in the pregame, taking some extra ground balls. Maybe the last game of the summer season, but the work continues for all these young college players. Chuck Rossman now the plate. He singled, eventually scored after stealing a base in the first. Bounced up there. 2-0 the count. Rossman was 0-for last night. He's 2-for-16, so 1-for-8, 125 against Colt 45s this summer. Left-handed hitter. Fastball way, way, way up. Now, he's out of Lassen College. Here comes the 3-0. I would imagine he'll not have the red light. Doesn't matter. It was up. Ball four. So that's the first walk issued by Schroedel. And Nick now will face Chuck Matthey, who reached on an error by Tanner Tweet in the first, a throwing error, and eventually scored on the home run. Matthey was 0-for-4 last night, but before that, he was 10-for-23 against the Colt 45. So he's hitting 370 against the Colt 45s this summer. This is his eighth game. He's played in all but one in the series. Takes that first pitch over for a strike. He has two doubles and four runs batted in against Redding, the other Redding, your Redding, Colt 45. 0-1 pitch to the right-handed batter. Change up, takes it over, but a little low, 1-1. Nick's thrown 36 pitches. We're in the early stages. Big left-hander, he's 6'5". Looks to first, and the breaking ball bounced up there again. And let's see, the count now. I believe it's 3-1. It's 2-1. 2-1. Thank you. On deck, Jordan Taylor hit that opposite field home run his last time. Runner is going here. Ew, it hit him. He was coming inside, but the lefty hit him. That brings up Taylor again with two guys on. Maybe you just want to face him with nobody on. In the previous eight games against the Colt 45s, Taylor had 11 hits. That's most of between the teams. Two doubles, two homers, five runs batted in. So that's all coming in to this game. Add to that a three-run homer in the first, the opposite field. Change up, over for a strike. Taylor has shown a propensity to go the other way. He's batting gloves on both hands. Not a Simpson. And yes, indeed, he does wear that goatee. Horsley setting up inside. And he hit him! Not that far inside. So, Nick, the wheels are starting to get a little wobbly. Jordan Akins quickly getting up to throw out in the bullpen. That's after a good second inning. And now Nick Horsley's going to go out to talk to Nick Schroedel, and Barrett Fasking's going to go out to talk to him, too. I know Nick was excited to pitch tonight. Brian Barrington is the guy due up, and they'll have the bases loaded. And it brings up Barrington.
The lucky winner and three friends will watch the
Giants face the Nationals. Who singled the first pitch he saw off of Schroedel in the first. Strong switch hitting DH. So Barrett Fasking out having a smile, just trying to, you know, the adrenaline is flowing out there from Nick. I know he would really love to finish strong. And, I mean, who doesn't want to finish strong, but the big left-hander wants to finish strong in front of this nice crowd. So Barrington comes out of the plate with a chance to do some further damage. And as I said, Akins getting it loose in a hurry. Jordan did not pitch last night. Told me last night he could give him a couple of innings. He threw a lot of pitches his last time out. But he said he's ready. And also Jeff Cross told me he could go tonight. I guess to them it's their game seven of the World Series, you know, all hands on deck. We know Jacob Marquez won't go tonight, but what a terrific game he had last night. and a couple of other guys nursing injuries, Kronowski and Velarde. Bouncing ball toward short. McCoy wanted to go to third, instead goes to first. He wanted to go to third, but Tweet was playing the ball, as they just kind of communicate defensively. He then threw to first, no chance of getting Barrington at that point. That's just a lack of familiarity with that position. He could have come home to Nick Horsley, although Rossman, I'm not sure where he was on that. Either way, we'll see what they give Barrington. It's a more of a mental error than anything. So Matthew at third, Taylor at first, Barrington at second, excuse me, Barrington at first. Infield is at normal depth up the middle, but the corner infielders aren't in a little bit. They did rule it a throwing error on McCoy. And Connor will learn from that. Stop, look to Horsley, and throw home. But, you know, you have to have eyes in the back of your head, or at least your peripheral has to be accustomed to looking to know that Tweet's off that bag. Just not that he played it horribly. The mistake he made was on the throw, and that he knows. Base is still loaded. Swung on. Oh, check swing, and it's going to be a strike. They're getting that scoreboard dialed back in, and it's 4-0 now. A one ball, no strike count. Check swing. Just letting the crowd know there's a crowd mic right above them. So you don't want to be part of the broadcast. Cheering, yes. 2-2, the count. I'm the left-handed hitter out of UPREP. So it's UPREP against UPREP. John Downey at the plate. Swings and misses, a big strikeout for Nick. David Miller now comes to the plate. He bounced to second in the second. Miller was 1-for-4 last night. And in the series, he's hitting .208 against the Colt 45s. Actually down to .200 now. He's 5-for-25, has a double and two runs batted in. DH last night, catching tonight. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Fastball up and in, 1-0.
That happened with my daughter.
Bases are loaded. Nick Schrodel trying to get out of it. The lights are on here. Jordan Akins still throwing. We could be looking at him if Nick can't get Downey. Miller. You just don't want this thing to get out of hand. They're throwing their best couple of pitchers at you tonight that have had success against the Colt 45s tonight, Sanderson and Rojas. The 2-0 fastball over for a strike, 2-1. At third base is Matthew. At second, Taylor. At first, Barrington. Two outs. Schrodel needing to get something here. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Popped him up. Is it playable? It's down the left field line, and in foul territory, the catch is made, and the Colt 45s get out of it as Wolf runs it down. All right, so there was one run. Could have been worse, right? One run on no hits. There was an error, and the bases are left jammed. We go to the bottom of the third. Colt 45s need to start getting it going now, trailing 4-0 on KCNR.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to save big money and help a great cause this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big 3-day yard sale at our museum property on Ronda Road in Anderson, just south of the Walmart. Plus, if you want to make a donation of items to the yard sale, we'll take donations Friday and Saturday. Please, no junk. We'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And thanks for your support of our local veterans.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back. This game broadcast brought to you by Omega Realty. We'll tell you more about our wonderful game sponsor as this game goes on. It's 4-0. Colt 45's needing to get to it. Nick Sanderson has been a tough cookie so far as far as keeping them off out of home plate. But the Colt 45's have had guys on base. They left two on in the first and two in the second. Just need to string some together here. Ryan Bolf will lead it off. Right-handed batter for the Colt 45s. Bolf, one of the guys that joined the team. He had been playing in Chico. And late in the season, the Chico's done with their summer. Colt 45's needing a boost. And so Bolf and Buchanan joined them. He walked and was stranded at third in the first. Sanderson's pitch is a good fastball and line right back up the middle for a base hit. That's what you do with a good fastball. That is just the, it is the third hit. They've had at least one in every inning so far.
Now batting, number 23, Tanner Reese.
So Tanner Tweet now comes to the plate. He had the single in the first. Power hitting right-handed batter. Fastball he takes away, 1-0. Tanner has hit safely in 9 of his last 10 games. He has hit safely in 24 of 32 games. In those last 10, he's hitting .356 with 13 runs batted in. Wow. That's a pretty good stretch. With .291 on the season. Next pitch is a strike. 1-1. Bolf over at first base. We mentioned began the summer with the Chico Nuts out of Chico High School. Omega Mortgage Group sponsoring tonight's broadcast. We thank them for being along, taking care of us and you, the Omega Mortgage Group. Tanner Tweet takes that one for a strike now. 1-2, the count. Pretty good lead over at first for Bolf. Not going anywhere. Bounce foul third base side. Colt 45 is trailing 4-0. As mentioned, they've had runners, multiple base runners in both innings. All right, the 1-2 pitch from the stretch. Both pretty good lead now. The throw over, he's back in standing. Looking in for the sign, the left-hander. Does not look back to first, and the fastball swung on and missed. That's strike 3. So Tanner was not shortening that swing. He was looking for extra bases. Goes down on strikes. And brings up Daniel Duarte. Duarte walked in the first. We mentioned Daniel has been basically hot all year before and after he left the club. Daniel's 10 for his last 25. 10 for his last 25 since rejoining the team. And he's hitting .474 over the last 5 games. Daniel was talking before the game about last year's team. They had a just kind of a blessing of power hitters, a rare, like four guys almost had double digits in homers. He was one of them that wasn't that far off of it. He had, I think he had 4 or 5 home runs, which is a ways away, but still. Here's a 1-0 pitch coming. Both not going, swung on. High pop right side down the right field line, but it's going to hook foul. We'll get you up to date on some scores elsewhere in baseball in just a little bit. Now ready to go again. Duarte standing in. A 1-1 from the stretch. Sanderson looks to first this time. Change up away. 2-1. Can't quite get a handle on John Bachelor behind the plate tonight. Again, I do not have the best angle to know the corners of the plate. I can get a pretty good feel for high or low, but I'm over on the third base side. Popped up right side out of play. Into the parking lot. The Rivercats from Sacramento in action tonight. Got an early start over in Texas, Round Rock, and a little bit of a slugfest over there tonight. A 10-9 Round Rock lead. They got three in the bottom of the eighth. So batting with the last chance now. The Rivercats looking to come back. That's a call! Strike three. He snuck a fastball by him on the outside corner. Kyle Schrodel now to the plate. Kyle bounced into a 4-6-3 double play in the first.
Kyle Schrodel.
Right-handed batter, but it's kind of changed their walk-up songs. I'm not really that hip with the music, so I really don't know what's what. We'll get you up to date on some Major League scores next half inning. Schrodel out in center field tonight behind his brother Nick. Akins looks like he is ready to go out in the bullpen. He's now just kind of standing and looking with the ball, just trying to stay warm. Usually would be the case if they're going to bring Nick in to start the next inning. But if you go to Jordan now and you're hoping to get three or four innings out of him, and we shall see. Fastball foul back again into the parking lot. 0-2 the count. And Kyle's one of those guys who also got off to a good start at the plate and just has struggled a little bit down the stretch. It's a couple of hits against the Ringtails this year, 2-for-11. Oh, chased one down in the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher, hustling in Schrodel, but he won't be able to beat it out. It's a strikeout, 2-3 on the putout. No runs, a hit. No errors, a man left on base. Colt 45 still looking to break through. Trailing 4-0, and Jordan Akins will be the new pitcher when we return on KCNR.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Redding at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to save big money and help a great cause this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big three-day yard sale at our museum property on Ronda Road in Anderson, just south of the Walmart. Plus, if you want to make a donation of items to the yard sale, we'll take donations Friday and Saturday. Please, no junk. We'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And thanks for your support of our local veterans.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group. They have an office on Hilltop in Redding. White glove concierge level service with a personal approach. Omega Mortgage Group sponsoring tonight's broadcast. And we thank you for joining us as well. So the new pitcher will be right-hander Jordan Akins. Jordan, for the Colt 45s, leads the team in appearances, and he will have that He will have that when the season ends in a couple of hours. His 19th appearance this summer. He's pitched 42 and two-thirds innings. And in those innings, he has struck out 52 batters, 2-1 with a very good 3.58 earned run average. He's a hard-throwing right-hander out of Shasta College. Sandy Brown locks. Yeah, good. Has good power too. He's in the cage today, ripping some home runs. And Jordan, in fact, out of the bullpen has been a lifesaver for the Colt 45s in the second half, especially his last 20 innings. Akins has given up only one earned run and has 23 strikeouts. So Nick Horsley going out and kind of getting on the same page with Jordan. And getting their signs straight. We're ready to go. Here in the top of the fourth, trying to keep it right where it's at, 4-0. Four runs, three hits. Let's catch the errors here. Four runs, three hits, one error for the Ringtails. No runs, three hits. I think there should be. Nope, and two errors for the Colt 45s. At this point, Colt 45s have had some big offensive games against that one swung on, missed, 0-2 the count quickly. On deck, due up next, David Miller, Christian Reynolds in the hole. I'm so totally wrong. This is Christian Reynolds, and you already knew that. Diego Castaneda at the plate. Swung on and missed. Good strikeout there for Jordan. So for Nick Schrodel, it wasn't the start he'd hoped for, but, he got out there and gave it his best a couple of days. I believe, was it a day? A couple of days after his 23rd birthday. Three innings, three hits, three earned runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. Right now, he is the pitcher of record, but hoping the Colt 45s will be able to come back and change that. Castaneda, the little right-handed batter, swings at a fastball, fouls it off. Here comes the first pitch to the next pitch to him, bounced to the left side, and it is foul ball. Over in the third base coach's box, Chad Johnson, who is the general manager of the team and also a coach and a player. I spoke to him, and they continue to grow as a summer collegiate team. Of course, the Colt 45s have been doing it successfully as a nonprofit for a long time and hope to be considered at a different level, but the Ringtails have played them tough here and are getting better and better every year. That one fouled off right side. Castaneda, nice job of just staying alive on that one. Came into the game with six hits against the Colt 45s and 20 at-bats. That's now 6-21 after striking out his first time up. Akins looks in, working from the windup. Big leg kick, turns and fires. Fastball over, called strike three. He knew it. Castaneda just knew it. Immediately heading back to the dugout. Lane Thacker now comes to the plate. Thacker is 0-2. Fly out to center in the first and a bounce out to short in the third. He started both of those innings. And in both of those innings, they got runs on the board after he got made out at the leadoff spot. 0 for his last six against the Colt 45s. That one's over for a strike. He had a big first game in this series with four hits and five at-bats and a couple of runs batted in. Colt 45s won that one 16-7, and they won last night 10-1. Right now it is not lopsided. If it is lopsided, it's the other way, 4-0. But a lot of baseball yet to be played. Two-thirds of this game still happening here in the top of the fourth. Check the swing, 0-2, choking up on the bat. High chopper towards short. McCoy has to wait on the big hop. Fields and throws, and he got him. So it's 3-up, 3-down for Jordan Akins here in the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45's turn now, trailing 4-0. This game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to this game broadcast brought to you by our friends at Omega Mortgage Group. Why choose Omega for your lending needs? White glove, concierge-level service with a personal approach. Whether you're financing, refinancing, or buying a home, compare our mortgage rates, their mortgage rates, and closing costs for conventional jumbo, USDA, FHA, or VA loans, and you'll see why Omega Mortgage Group has financed almost 100,000 homes. So back to action. Casey Buchanan leading off for the Colt 45s, needing to come up with some run-producing hits here.
Leading up for the Colt 45, right fielder.
The left-handed batter going to stand in there. Their catcher, Miller, didn't like that the home plate was dirty. You know that's one of my pet peeves. I know you guys know that. Umpire needs to clean that dish. Breaking ball from Sanderson to the lefty is over for a strike. Sanderson wears a sweatband on his right arm up into the forearm area. Takes that one high. Wears two black batting gloves. Fastball swung on, hit well towards center. Coming in center fielder now goes over to his right and makes the catch. Hit on the nose, but right at him for out number one. Chris Brune out of the plate. Chris, base hit in the second. Chris has played a lot of games on this field this year. First, of course, at Simpson University, led them in homers and slugging percentage in 2019. It's out of Bishop O'Dowd High School in Hayward, California. First pitch to the right-handed batter. That's a fastball inside corner called for a strike. Nick Horsley on deck. Colt 45's needing to get some clutch hits now. They have three hits, a hit in each inning, but they've left guys on in each inning. Crowd trying to get them going here a little bit. We don't really have an organist here, but they do have one on the computer. So it sounds just almost as good as an organist. Fastball away to Chris Brew. Here comes the 1-1, curve away, 2-1. Of course, what I was referring to, many of the guys on the other team are friends, teammates of Brew at Simpson, Sanderson's fastball. The guy pitching right now, I'm not sure, I cannot recall if Nick was from Simpson or not. Sanderson has pitched well against the Colt 45s, though. This now his fifth game against them. There's a good fastball. Brew just missed it. Fouled it back. Been a while since Brew's last long ball, but he wouldn't mind getting one. He and Tanner Tweet in a dead heat leading the team with homers. This one swung on, hit sharply towards third, fielded there. Brew does not run great, so they had plenty of time to make the throw to first for out number two. Now Nick Horsley, who watched a called third strike in the second. Nick back behind the dish tonight.
Now back to the 45. The catcher, number 34, Nick Horsley.
So Nick is been a real trooper for this team, too. He's played at multiple positions. He's even stepped in and done some pitching for the club this summer. It's a great arm, as the skipper says about. We know he's got the pop in his bat. We've seen it. Hitting 349 in high school. This one swung on. Slow roller to short to his right. Castaneda fields and throws and just does get Horsley at first base for out number three. So the Cove 45s go down in order here in the fourth, not what we're looking for. The Ringtails with a 4-0 lead heading to the top half of inning number five. This game broadcast brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
It'll be the 2-3-4 hitters batting for the Ringtails here in the top of the fifth. They lead the Colt 45s 4-0 in the season finale. This game broadcast is brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group. All rates are not created equal. Find out how much you may be able to borrow. It's fast and free. Visit their website, omglending.com, or call them, visit their office on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Omega Mortgage Group. So Jordan Akins working his second inning in relief of the starter, Nick Schrodel. Got him uno dos tres in the fourth. And it'll be, did I say Thacker? It'll actually be Rossman, Matthew, and Taylor to lead things off. You're in the fifth. Chase Rossman, not Chuck. I've been calling him Chuck. Hey, you know, maybe his friends call him Chuck. Chase Rossman, left-handed batter. First pitch from Akins is a fastball away. 1-0. Chase out of Folsom City College. He's 1-for-1 tonight. Single, stolen base, scored on the first inning homer, walked and scored in the third. Second pitch misses, 2-0. Good fastball, but lined right at Duarte at second, out number one. So Chuck Matthew out of the plate. He's reached both times on an error in the first and was hit with a pitch in the third. Matthew was 0-for last night, but a couple of hits the first game of this series. That one over for a strike, right-handed batter. We mentioned Chuck's been around in his early 30s, still a very good player, fouled off. Colt 45s are strictly a collegiate development team, or an under. They have occasionally had active high school players that are headed to college, but it's all about developing players for college. Ringtails have a mixture, but also mostly college, current college players. And that one's up. A 1-2 the count on the right-handed hitting Matthew. Hankins rocks back and delivers a fast changeup away. That one's 2-2. I promised you some major league scores, and by gosh, I think I should deliver those to you. So I'll do that here after this pitch. Here's a 2-2 from Hankins. Check swing. Did he go? We're going to ask for help. No, says the base umpire, Blake Ayers. Top of the ninth, middle of the seventh, excuse me. The Twins lead the Royals 11-3. Rangers at home tied with the Tigers 4-4, bottom nine. D-backs, bottom of the eighth, lead the Nationals. That one misses, ball four. Hankins wanted it, so did the crowd. First base runner allowed by Jordan. And of all guys to put somebody on to face, that brings up Jordan Taylor to face Jordan Hankins. Taylor's been trouble, that opposite field three-run homer, three homers against the team this summer. D-backs leading the Nationals in Arizona, 11-4. Giants on top of the Rockies, 6-5, looking for insurance in the top of the sixth. So we'll keep you posted on that one. The A's in the middle of the sixth inning at home at the Coliseum, leading St. Louis 5-1. Dodgers lead the Padres 4-1, top of the ninth. This one swung on, lofted towards center field. Kyle Schroedel to his right will make the catch in left center for out number two. So they got Taylor out, so we can maybe breathe a little easier. But Brian Barrington hit the ball on the nose. He singled in the first and grounded to the shortstop in the third. It's now final at Yankee Stadium. Yankees beat the Red Sox and Chris Sale 9-2, the final. And the other game, 6-4. I can't remember which one was the first game. Well, you'll figure it out. 6-4, the Yankees sweep 2 day night. Cubs beat the Brewers 4-1. First pitch to Barrington is fouled off. He's a switch hitter, batting left against the right-hander, batting left against the first couple. As mentioned, Almora, the go-ahead homer for the Cubs. They beat the Brewers 4-1. Rays over the Marlins 8-6. Fastball up and away, 1-1. Phillies edge the White Sox 3-2. Mets down the Pirates in Pittsburgh 7-5. Ramos had 6 ribbies in the game for the Mets. Orioles 6-4 over the Blue Jays in Baltimore. And guess what? How did I miss this? The Astros toss a combined no-hitter in beating the Mariners 9-0. And in his, I believe, his debut start, Sanchez goes 6 no-hit innings, strikes out 6, walks 2, swung on, fouled back out of play, counting out 2-2. He combined with Harris, Biagini, and Davinsky. Each of those guys pitched a hitless inning, and there you have it, a combined no-hitter. The Astros, that rotation now looks remarkable. They're going to be tough to beat in the American League. Indians 7, Angels 2. That's a final. Lindor, a 3-run homer for the Indians. Braves beat the Reds 5-4 in 10 innings on Acuna's first career walk-off hit. Bottom of the 10th. And that ought to keep you up to date for a little while on the Major League scoreboard. Swung on, Barrington lofts it toward center. This time, Schroedel goes to his left and left center. And, oh, the right fielder calls him off for out number 3. Buchanan and Schroedel cross one another, but Buchanan called him off at the last minute for the third out. So we will say no runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, a man left on base, heading to the bottom of the fifth. Time to get serious, Colt 45's hitters. You're trailing 4-0 in the final game of the season This game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth inning. They're breaking out the YMCA, getting the fans on their feet, clapping ready for the Colt 45s, who trailing this one 4-0. It'll be Connor McCoy, and then the top of the order, Edwards and Bolf, to face the left-hander Sanderson, who continues to be tough on the Colt 45s. This game brought to you tonight by Omega Mortgage Group. Find out how much you may be able to borrow fast and free. All rates are not created equal. Omega Mortgage Group. You can visit them at their office on Hilltop Drive in Reading. Leading it off, Connor McCoy bounced out. Bounced to third in the second. He's playing short tonight. The right-hander batter slightly open stance. He starts with it, his front foot open, and then strides in. Taps his foot as he does so. Takes that first pitch over for the strike. Connor had a hit in the opening game in the series. Peyton Edwards is due up next. Just a little bit behind, did get a piece of it. Now stands it with an 0-2 count. We're definitely in the time of the night where you need base runners. Got to protect that dish. That one's just off the plate. A nice changeup away. McCoy taps the base as he steps back in, once on the outside corner, once in the center. Now the 1-2 changeup. Oh, chased that one away. Miller scoops it out of the dirt, completes the strikeout with a throw to first. That is strikeout number 4 of the game for the left-hander Sanderson. And it brings up Peyton Edwards. Now Peyton's 0-2. Right-handed batter out of Red Bluff High School. Will be attending Cal State, Monterey Bay, and playing for the Otters as a junior next year, this coming season. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Misses away, 1-0. And some summer cloud cover, maybe a little smoke cover, but very comfortable out here again tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Sanderson working from the line. Base is empty. One out here in the fifth. That's away. 2-0. Colt 45s have had base runners in every inning except last inning, the fourth. But really nothing to definitely nothing to show for it. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball over for a strike. Peyton was not in the least bit interested in that pitch. 2-0, you're looking probably dead red fastball. Especially if you're a hitter with pop like Peyton is. Change up low, bounced off the plate. Now it's 3-1. Sanderson, through 4 1/3, has thrown 64 pitches, 38 for strikes, 26 for balls. Not a great ratio, but he's shutting them out, so he's doing the job. That one over for a called strike, 3-2. We do expect to see Rojas tonight. He's out in their bullpen. And get loose. This one swung on. 3-2 pitch. Looped into center field for a base hit. Good job. Good piece of hitting for the leadoff hitter tonight, Peyton Edwards. So with one down, Peyton's at first and Ryan Bolf to the plate. Peyton almost getting back to full speed on the bases. So yes, he's a good base runner. He's not stolen a ton of bases because of that knee, but he definitely has running ability, and they will test Miller behind the plate. A right-handed batter, Ryan Bolf, who's been nothing but perfect for the Colt 45s, almost anyway. He's 4 for his first 6 in a Colt 45's uniform. Stands in, taps the bat on the outside. Again, he also taps it on 2 spots on the plate. Good lead at first for Edwards, leaning back, though. Swung on, big swing, big miss, 1-2. Now you got to protect that dish up there. You need runs. Tanner Tweed on deck. Right-handed hitter, fastball. Oh, I chased one in the dirt. Might have taken something off that. Might have just been a good changeup. Looked like the bottom did kind of drop out on it. A 1-2 pitch now coming. Need a tough at-bat here. Fouled it off his foot. He's okay, though, I think. Not whining about it. Tanner Tweet waiting to hit. You'd like to have him come to the plate with a couple of guys on. Peering in for the sign, the left-hander Sanderson. Now he delivers, change up, swung on, missed. He's out. First base is occupied, so he can't run down there. But you can still steal. It's still a live ball. Or you can take second on that wild pitch, which is exactly what happened. So both strikes out. But Edwards is now in scoring position with Tanner Tweet at the plate. He was 3 for 5 last night with a couple of ribbies. And we mentioned he is, he's been burning it up this last third of the season, particularly. Fastball fouled back. Took a good whack at that one. Against the Ringtails this year, he's 1 for 2 tonight, so he's 8 for 32 against the Ringtails, including a double and a triple and 5 runs batted in. 8 for 32, yep. Not bad. Here's 0 for 1. That one's a little up. 8 for 32, what's that? So that's 4 for 16. See how you learned how to do math when you're a kid and you can't get to your calculator? Everybody at home's going, well, we all know. It's like 222 maybe, something like that. Swung on, line towards left field. Left fielder goes back. It's over Downey's head. It'll be extra bases. A run will score. And, yes, Tanner Tweet has done it again. A run-scoring double for Tweet. And, boy, did this team need it. For Tanner, that is RBI number 24. Double number 7. If he gets another double tonight, he could just equal now with Tyler Thompson. Another double, he could pull even with Brendan Roop, who's no longer with the team, had to go home early, and we wish him well. What a fun year it was watching Brendan. But he could still catch Brendan in doubles if he gets another one tonight. 1-0. Daniel Duarte at the plate. He's 0 for 1. Walked and struck out. Steps off the rubber to try to get Tweet to go back. They're counting on him at Sac City. They made it all the way. Almost won a championship. And Tanner will be a figure big in their plans next year. Hit sharply third base side, but foul. Duarte got a big home run last night. It was in the eighth inning, and Tweet had a good, tough at-bat where he took a couple of shots at the long ball, but then shortened up his swing, got on base, and kind of, you know, got on base to give Duarte another shot at it, and he hit a low-to-the-ground rocket down the left field line. It wasn't a monster like he hit a couple of days ago. This one was a bullet. Here's a 1-1 pitch. They're ready to go. The catcher had gone out. The infielder had gone in, out to talk to the pitcher. Sanderson looks at second now with a 1-1 delivery, breaking ball away, 2-1. So Sanderson now 78 pitches. 3-1 count coming. Not sure when they'll pull the trigger. I'm sure he'd like to. He's already gone. He'd like to get through this inning so he could qualify for the win. But, hey, that doesn't matter all that much. Fouled back. Good fastball. He's still got a pretty little zip on it. You could hear that one hit a car out there in the parking lot. So now he's ready to get back in the box. A 2-2 pitch coming for Daniel Duarte, facing the left-hander Nick Sanderson. This might be Sanderson's last inning. It's 4-1. Colt 45's on the board. Duarte takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Daniel is 6-for-12 against the Ringtails this year. 5 runs, a double, and last night's aforementioned home run. So a payoff pitch coming. A man on second. Duarte at the plate. Bounced up there, ball 4, so there'll be 2 on for Kyle Schrodel. And let's see if Barrington comes out to make a change. Miller's going to go out and talk to the pitcher, but whatever, they've got it squared away. And does not look like Paul Barrington's going to make a move right here. So Schrodel will face the center fielder. The center fielder Kyle Schrodel will face the left-hander. Sanderson working from the stretch. Still not a breeze tonight at all. You need some. If you hit a home run tonight, you earned it. Runner going from second, throw down to third, and sliding in safely is Tanner Tweet. He just saw it and took it. Well, he's got a good first step, too. Very good base runner, fast. For Tanner, that's his 9th steal in just 33 games. So they have men on the corners now. 0-1, swung on, missed. He chased one, 0-2. Kyle's got to get it right now, get his head right. Now you want to protect that dish. This is a chance for the Colt 45 still to have a big inning here. They can do it. Here's the 0-2. Runner from first is going, fouled off. He'll head back to first, Duarte. Casey Buchanan would like to hit in this inning. He is on deck. Fans ready to cheer. An 0-2 coming. The right-handed batter from the left-handed pitcher. Runner going again from first. Fastball called, strike 3. Punched him out. And that is strikeout number 7 for the left-hander, Sanderson. The Colt 45s do get one run on 2 hits. A clutch 2-out double by Tanner Tweet included in that. And they leave 2 men on base. We'll go to the top of the 6th. Hold them right there where you're at. Colt 45s leading by a 4-1 score. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball, brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
John Downey, David Miller, and Christian Reynolds do up. A little treat here added to give them a couple of innings in this game is former Shasta High School star Brian Kilgore talking about walking on to hopefully pitch or play for Sacramento State. But you may recall Shasta High School, one of the tough guys, big right-hander. Kilgore, looking for some high school stats from him, but they didn't go through his senior year on Max Preps. But very well known in the area, of course, and has good stuff. Was an all-northern section pitcher, 4-2 with a 1.60 ERA and 48 strikeouts and nearly 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio. The right-hander's first pitch to the leadoff hitter Downey is over for a strike. I know he had had some folks interested in him, but I think he's planning on walking on at Sac State, see if he can make it. Colt 45's giving him a kind of a September call up here. Good fastball again. It's up, check swing. Did he go for it? They're asking for help. He says, yes, they did go for it. The pitcher was demanding it. 0-2 now the count. On the left-handed batting, Downey. Downey hit a soft liner into a double play in the first, struck out in the third. These guys may have faced each other at some point. Downey out of U-Prep. Horsley looking for it low, down, breaking ball, and it was, but a little inside. 1-2 the count.
Wow. All right. A heavy hitter here.
Here comes the 1-2 from Kilgore. Outside corner. Called strike three. He hit the mitt. That's what you get. So Brian Kilgore, a good start as the third relief pitcher. For the Colt 45s, that closes the book on Akins, of course. Two very good innings, one walk and two strikeouts. He faced just one over the minimum, that guy who walked off of him. Good job out of the pen for Akins. We'll see, probably get a couple of innings out of Kilgore, and then the possibility they could finish up with Jeff Cross. Kilgore facing Miller. That one fouled back. 1-1 the count. Brian Kilgore. Standing in. One out. Taking his time out there. Miller, the right-handed batter. He's 0-2 tonight. Bounced a second and popped out, or rather flew out, in foul territory to left field. Breaking ball was just a little inside. Not that far off the plate. 2-1. A right-hander looking in for the sign. Working from the wind and delivers. Breaking ball swung on. Bloop towards left. Coming in. Making a dive for it. But he can't make the catch. It was both. So it'll be a base hit to left. You could tell coming in he was thinking about it. But it'll be a hit. Brings up Christian Reynolds. Reynolds 0 for 2. He whiffed twice against Nick Schrodel, the starter. Schrodel went the first three innings, gave up three hits and three earned runs, four runs, a walk and three strikeouts. Christian Reynolds now fouls one back. I believe Reynolds is from Shasta College, has played at Shasta. Right-handed batter stands in, awaits the pitch from the stretch. Ooh, that one almost got away. It was high. He has a very good fastball. And here comes the now 1-1 pitch, still working from the stretch. The runner at first is David Miller and doesn't have great speed. You don't want him stealing on you. And that one misses, 2-1. Reynolds awaits. Now a 2-1 pitch with the man at first. Fastball foul tip. Fouled it back into the net. 2-2. Impressed with his kid's stuff, he said that if he doesn't make the team, he might hang it up, which looks like he's got good stuff. He had certainly showed good stuff at Shasta in the North State, in the section. Struck out the first batter, then Miller singled in front of the left fielder. Both just couldn't come up with it. And we stand here. He delivers it 2-2. Breaking ball swung on. That one's hit pretty well down the left field line. How deep will it be? It's a fair ball into the corner, rounding third, and Miller's going to hold there. A one-out double. That one was hit well. Hung a breaking ball. And they have men on second and third for the number nine hitter, Diego Castaneda. Nobody throwing in the Colt 45's pen. I believe Rojas, or whoever the next pitcher will be, is already ready for the Ringtails, although they do have some players stretching out in the pen, so they may be doing some double stretches, switches, things like that. This is an important game for them. They want to win it. They'd like to take three for the first time ever from the Colt 45s during a season. Colt 45s have won six of the first eight. This is the ninth. Looking back to second, Brian Kilgore delivers a fastball up to Diego Castaneda. And this is where, you know, being a younger pitcher, you know, you've got big crowd, people. This is not professional, but you're playing against college players. You find out about yourself in this situation. Infield is in with men on second and third. They cannot afford to give up another run here, and that one's up. 2-0, first base is open. Brew in particularly close at first on the grass. Everybody else is on the edge of the grass. Fastball high and tight, 3-0. He might be pitching around him a little bit. Castaneda, the nine-hole hitter, who struck out twice. You'd like to think he'd go right at him. Let's see. Castaneda, Shasta College and Holy Names University. Shasta High School, actually. So the Shasta against Shasta there. That one's up and away, ball four. See if Barrett Faskin goes out to talk to the kid. They do have some action in the bullpen now. Right-hander getting loose. It's Akins, who I'm now decided I'm going to say he's 6'7 instead of 6'6 because I went back and looked. They were calling him 6'7 in high school. Hopefully he wouldn't be offended by that. So Faskin talking it over with the young kid just out of high school, hoping to walk on at Sac State. And he will be facing the top of their order, Thacker. And Thacker is 0 for 3 tonight. Colt 45s with a 4-1 deficit here, and now the bases are loaded. They don't want to let this thing get any further out of hand because you're starting to get down to, you know, the latter third. They have four more at-bats, but they have struggled to come up with a clutch hit before this past inning when Tanner Tweet doubled a run in with two outs. But they've still left seven men on base through five. So Colt 45s are going to have to hold them right here if they can. Corner infielders are now in. They're back for double play up the middle. So they would trade one run for an out here. First pitch, Kilgore looks like he's not bending that back now. I don't know if he's been pitching this summer or not, what kind of shape he's in. But he's now thrown 18 pitches. Fastball, that one's foul bomb. Fastball is solid. If he can spot that, maybe rely on that breaking ball a little less, he might be okay. But you don't want to get too deep in their lineup with that fastball. Ringtails have not been shy. They've hit five homers in this series against the Colt 45s. Here's 1-1 to Thacker. Breaking ball inside. Corner called strike two. I think Horsley was sitting outside. He had to scramble to catch it inside. This is the first time he's caught him, of course. And they still got the call from the umpire, who sits on the inside of the corner over the catcher's left shoulder against a right-handed batter. Now a 1-2 pitch. Bases loaded. One out. Kilgore exhales from the stretch. Fastball swung on, fouled back. Perhaps the difference between a high school hitter and an more experienced hitter. He fouled that one back. Some high school kids would probably just not touch it. They'd probably whiff at it. It's a pretty good fastball. It would be a good time for a strikeout. Also would be a good time for a ground ball. The batter asks for time. He gets it. Now, if it's a comebacker or a sharp one to either corner, you can come home and get the double play home to first. There's a breaking ball popped up towards left, coming in, running in, both going back. McCoy, they're going to fake the tag, and McCoy will run it in. Nobody's going anywhere, so that's out number two. And it brings up Chad Rossman now, the first baseman. Horsley going to go out and make sure they're on the same page against Rossman. He's a left-handed hitter. Hit the ball pretty well tonight. He singled in the first, walked and scored. He's actually scored twice, and then hit a liner to second in the fifth that Duarte handled. Bases loaded here. Brian Kilgore. First game for the Colt 45s, and boy, are his feet wet. He is right in it. He's in the mud. See if he can get out of it. Fastball up and in, misses 1-0. Colt 45s will have Buchanan, Brew, and Horsley up next inning. Chad Rossman. Pops a foul ball, left side, going to be out of play. Hits off the top of the Colt 45's dugout on the third baseline. As mentioned, an excellent crowd, about the same as last night. Might be a little bigger. Very good crowd last night. They saw a show, a 10-1 win. You almost always have an excellent crowd on Fan Appreciation Night. There are always some extra fun things and things going on behind the scene. I know they have a dollar t-shirt table and discounts and so on. I think they had to drain the tap. They were giving discount beer. Swung on, hit sharply towards first. Brew just has to field it, goes to a knee, does so, and steps on the bag. And, well, job well done, kid. Brian Kilgore gets out of a bases loaded jam on the three, unassisted for out number three. No runs. There were two hits, no errors, and three men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth, And we will see if the Colt 45s can come back. Trailing 4-1, we'll tape out a new pitcher when we return on this game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
Mary's Pizza Shack is excited to announce our beautiful new outdoor patio at Mary's downtown location. Come dine al fresco with the family and friends and sip a little wine, enjoy a beer from our tap shack and your favorite dish while relaxing to the sound of the vibrant waterfall. The new patio has room for 40. It's shaded for comfort during the day and draped with sparkling lights for the perfect mood at night. Come dine with us indoors or now outdoors in the new Mary's Pizza Shack patio. Mary's Pizza Shack, 1177 Shasta Street, downtown Reading.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Tonight's broadcast, the final of the year, brought to you by the folks at Omega Mortgage Group. Find out how much you may be able to borrow. It's fast and free. Omega Mortgage Group, visit them online at omglending.com or at their office on Hilltop Drive in Reading. Bottom half now of inning number six. It's time to get busy, and it won't be easy based on history this year. The right-hander coming in to take over for the left-hander has pitched very well against the Colt 45s this year. Gabe Rojas, and you may recall, Rojas was on the hill for the only shutout of the year for the Colt 40 of the Colt 45s.
Leading up for the Colt 45.
And is going to try to find that date. But it was a tough night for the Colt 45s. He pitched very, very well in that game. And as mentioned, pitched well against the Colt 45s on a couple of occasions. That first pitch is over for a strike. Leading it off, Casey Buchanan. Rojas, his fourth appearance against them. He's 2-0. Of course, got the shutout win over the Colt 45s his last time out. 19 strikeouts in 14 innings. He's allowed just 8 hits and only walked a couple of guys. Colt 45s hitting just 163 against him, but a lot of these guys that he's facing now were not in the lineup. We shall see, I guess. Leading off, Buchanan, 0-2 the count. Left-handed hitter fouls that one back. He took a pretty big cut for 0-2. Not sure of any other changes defensively. Swung on. Fouled back out of play, 0-2. Sanderson went five hits, one earned run, 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. He is the pitcher of record right now. He left with a 4-1 lead. Colt 45s have had some late-game heroics against the Ringtails this year. Buchanan laces one into right center field for a base hit. Does not get through. It's cut off out there in center, but a leadoff single for the Colt 45s. Their second leadoff hit of the game. They have had base runners in all but one inning. They've left those 7 guys on base, so trying to see if they can do something about that here. Chris Brew singled in the second. Bounced out to third in the fourth. The right-handed batter. Not much of a lead for Buchanan. First off-speed over for a strike from Rojas. Whatever it is about Rojas, he just seems to have the stuff that makes the Colt 45s crazy. Working from the stretch. He started his collegiate career at Lassen. Now at Simpson. His teammate, Brew, swings and misses that one 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now. Fastball away, 1-2. Simpson Redhawks, of course, played their their home games right here at Tiger Field, and I believe we'll do so next year. Zipped that fastball pretty well and got it past him. Swung on and missed. That'll bring up Nick Horsley. Horsley, the catcher tonight. Nick, right-handed batter. He's 0-for-2. That'd be a good time, right? Man on first base. Oh, they're really discounting that beer. They want to get it out of here, huh? So Gabe Rojas will now face Horsley. First pitch to him. Swung on and missed. 0-1. Rojas now going to chat with his catcher. Try to figure out what they've been successful doing. Sometimes those things just, you know, a team might be due to get you. Home plate umpire has about had enough of this tea party. He wants to break it up. Come on, fellas. Get back to it. Against the Ringtails this year, Nick has actually been pretty solid hitting 350 coming in. 7 hits and 20 at-bats. That fastball's over, 0-2. Working low along the knees. Rojas about a three-quarter delivery. He'll change it up a little bit, I've noticed, but now he steps off the rubber, asks his catcher to go through the signs again. Runner at first. One out. Horsley swings. Hits it sharply to third. Out there. He tries to double the runner off first, but doesn't get it. So the line out to the third baseman, Nick, that gets past him. It's a double in the corner, but snagged over there at third base. And well played by Thacker. So with two outs, you need a clutch hit from Connor McCoy. Right-handed batter. He's 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out his last time up. Against the Ringtails coming in, he too had hit pretty well. 5-for-16. 4 runs. A triple and 3 runs batted in. So that's a 312 batting average. Runner going here. Low pitch. Gets away from the catcher. He's going to be safe anyway, obviously. And give Buchanan the stolen base. So Buchanan gets his first steal as a member of the Colt 45s. Hopefully at a good time. Puts a man in scoring position with two outs for Peyton Edwards. You need a big two-out hit here. Horsley did hit the ball on the nose, but it's up to McCoy now. Starting to get nervous, trailing 4-1. Fastball, outside corner, called strike 2. It's been a strike all night. Rojas, lanky right-hander. Fastball. Oh, he chased it up the ladder, strike 3. So McCoy knows he went for a bad pitch. No runs a hit. There were no errors and a man left in scoring position. We'll head now to the top of the seventh. Colt 45s need to keep them right where they're at, trailing 4-1. This game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We have a new pitcher, Jeff Cross, the big right-hander, coming in as predicted. He replaces Kilgore, who was the third pitcher. He went in an inning, gave up a couple of hits, got out of a bases-loaded jam, walked a guy, struck out a guy. And now Jeff Cross will come in. I told you he's listed as a 6'6", 6'7", 235-pound right-hander out of Cal State San Bernardino. Pitched well his last time out. And Jeff is making his 11th appearance, 20 innings. He's given up 18 hits, struck out 14 in those innings. 3-1 record, all out of the bullpen. Has a couple of saves as well, and a 6.30 earned run average. So his job is to be the vulture here. He wouldn't mind it, right? The vulture is the guy who sticks around for late-inning comebacks, you know, picks on the bones. And everybody on the Colt 45 side would be just fine if that's the way it turns out. So the right-hander standing in, right-handed batter standing in is Chuck Matthey against the right-hander Cross. And Jeff winds and delivers a good fastball, popped up right side, hooking foul, long way to run, giving a run and diving, but not able to make the catch out there in right field as Buchanan. Boy, gave it a, well, he closed on it in a hurry and dove and should get a hand from the crowd. Does get a little one. Barrett Fasking. Probably worried he's got to figure out who's going to play right field. If he got banged up out there, he'll be all right. There are guys. Don't worry about it. 0-1 pitch coming. Cross. Big leg kick. Good fastball again. Again popped up right side. This may be in fair territory. Again diving. This time he makes the catch in foul territory. Well, if at first you don't succeed, dive again, Casey Buchanan. Matthew should tip his cap to him there because that was a terrific catch. So it brings up the left-handed hitting Jordan Taylor with nobody on. The best way to face him, the way he hits against Cole 45's pitchers. Cross. Rocks and fires a fastball high and tight, 1-0. This is the gentleman I have described to you several times. Slightly chokes up, but he lays the bat on his back shoulder, kind of an open stance. Just kind of like he's a slow-pitch softball hitter until he then takes his stance. He's just very relaxed in the box and then goes into actually motion with the pitcher. So he holds the bat on his shoulder, now back and fouls that one back. Out of play, actually off the metal pole behind home plate. You might have heard it go boing. 2-1 strike pitch coming. Cross ready to deliver. High chopper over the pitcher's mound. To his right, Duarte jumps, catches, throws, but he won't get him. It was just too high a chopper. Duarte had to go too deep into the hole. He would have needed a major league arm to get him there. It's an infield hit for Taylor. Obviously, it's the first hit off of Cross. Sixth hit of the game for the Ringtails. 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Ringtails, 1-6-2. For the Colt 45s, now Barrington comes to the plate. He's batting left again. He's 0-for-1 left-handed tonight. He was 1-for-2 right-handed. Cross fastball outside corner called for a strike. He hit the mitt. 0-1 pitch now. cross from the stretch. Fastball popped up left side, coming in, charging in. He dives and won't make the catch. And now could they double him off second? They do! They double him off a second. The force play, not doubling off, but the force play. So it goes down, and this is bad news for Barrington's batting average. It actually goes down as a 7-4. Fielder's choice. So Barrington doesn't get a hit. Boy, we got these two corner outfielders just joined the club, and they're trying to become loved by their fans, diving for balls. There's a good try out there for Ryan Bolf. Didn't come up with it, but it probably turned out better. Bouncing ball up the middle. McCoy off of cross now throws the first, and he gets him to end the inning. John Downey's ball off of cross. McCoy fields it and then gets Downey heading down to first. So let's just call that a wow, whoo kind of inning for the Colt 45s. Maybe the baseball gods are going to shine on them here. That is out number three. We'll call it a 1-6-3 in the books. And no runs, an infield hit, no errors, a man left on base. Time for the seventh inning stretch. This game, Colt 45s need to get those bats moving. And they're trailing by three. Enjoy the seventh inning stretch. Walk the dog. Get yourself a cold beverage. Maybe take your shoes off. Do whatever you like to do. And we'll be back in just a moment with more Colt 45s baseball brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's need to make up some ground, trailing 4-1 to the Reading Ringtails. Bottom of the seventh, Gilbert Rojas in relief of Sanderson. Those two guys have been poison on Colt 45's hitters this year. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on Hilltop in Reading. You can also find them at omglending.com. Why choose Omega for your lending needs? White glove concierge level service with a personal approach. Leading off, top of the order for the Colt 45s, Peyton Edwards. Singled and scored the team's only run in the fifth. They need him to get on base again. Edwards has some pop, too. Peyton has some good power. Right-handed side of the plate. High fly to right, but it won't carry. Just too far, too high up in the air. It'll be snagged out there for out number one. Starting to get a little scary now. You got a third of the game left, but you only have eight outs, and you're trailing 4-1. Ryan Bolf, who's done everything he can to try to help this team since he's joined them. Dive in for balls, as did his fellow newcomer Casey Buchanan last inning. Bolf has one hit and two at-bats tonight. First one's over for a strike from Rojas. His first look at Rojas, who came in last inning. Colt 45's had a man in scoring position, but couldn't bring him home. 0-1. Breaking ball bounced up there, 1-1. Triple-A final from Round Rock, the Express edge the Sacramento River Cats, 10-9, the final score there from Texas. Swung on in his eyes, but hit sharply up the middle, going to his left. Castaneda fields and throws, and just does get him at first base. Fans disagree. Bolf hustling down the line, but well played by Castaneda for out number two. Now Tanner Tweet. Colt 45's needing base runners. Tanner against the Ringtails this season with two hits tonight, an RBI double, 2-for-3. He's 9-for-33 against them. And that's pretty good loop. But the big thing is he's has that extra base hit swing. Fouls that one back. 0-1. Two outs here in the seventh. Colt 45s need some two-out drama. Tweed delivered a two-out double in the fifth. Breaking ball, popped up right side, flared, could be playable in front of the Ringtails dugout, and the catch is made for out number three in foul territory. So not what the Colt 45s had hoped for here in the seventh. They go down in order. They need to keep them right where they're at. This game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group. Colt 45s trailing the Ringtails in the season finale 4-1.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Right-hander Jeff Cross needs to keep them right where they're at. It's a 4-1 game. Colt 45's trying to finish out the season with a sweep of their crosstown rivals, but the Ringtails aren't playing nice, which is what you expect from a rival. So Cross will face Miller to start things off. The 7-8-9 hitters, David Miller, Christian Reynolds, and Diego Castaneda. This game brought to you by our friends at the Omega Mortgage Group. You can find them online or their office on Hilltop Drive. Cross ready to start. Miller standing in, and Neil Diamond stopped singing all within just seconds. Foul ball bounced up there, 1-0. It's amazing how that ballpark synergy all happened. Nothing annoys a hitter more than waiting to bat and waiting on a song, but probably nothing annoys a pitcher more. 2-0 the count. Colt 45s need to keep it right where it is at. Swung on, bouncer towards second. Duarte fields and throws. That's out number one. So far, so good. Christian Reynolds now to the plate. Reynolds is 1-for-3. Right-handed batter. He doubled in the sixth, was stranded there. And that was the inning where they loaded him up against the kid out of Shasta High School, Brian Kilgore, but they didn't get any runs. That was the good news. Swung on, hit high towards center, but Kyle Schrodel has a beat on it all the way in left center field, about 10 feet short of the track, and that is out number two. Now Diego Castaneda, nice play at short last in the top half, bottom half of last inning. The right-handed batter going to stand in. He's 0-for-2 tonight, walked in that sixth inning. Diego Castaneda. First pitch to Castaneda is over for a strike. Oh, one delivery from Cross. Another good fastball. This one lined through the hole, right side, base hit into right field. So Castaneda, good piece of hitting there. Second hit in two innings against Cross. Last inning, they had an infield hit against him. That one was a clean single to right for Castaneda. And now Lane Thacker will come to the plate. And Thacker's 0-for-4. He has played well in the field, though. Cross with two outs. Got the first couple of guys. Kind of lickety split. Now with Castaneda at first there at the top of their order. Thacker takes it for a strike. For the Colt 45s in the bottom of the eighth inning, it'll be Duarte, Schrodel, and Buchanan.
Watch out for falling prices. Pretzels and popcorn, now just $2.
No ball, one strike pitch coming. Cross gets a new baseball, now steps on the rubber. Digs himself a little room there to push off of. Looks in for the sign. Good lead at first for Castaneda. He's not going. Breaking ball, tipped and missed. Strike three, the inning is over. So, no runs, a hit, no errors. And one man left on base. Bottom of the eighth, you got six more outs. Two innings to come back in this one, guys. Trailing 4-1. This game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the eighth inning of this game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group. Ringtails trying to ring one on the Colt 45s. They're leading Redding's older, more experienced team by a 4-1 tally, and they have Rojas in there, and he led the way on the shutout previously earlier this year, and he's pitching well in relief of Sanderson.
It's like the game. It's the last game of this season.
For the Colt 45s, it'll be Duarte, Schrodel, and Buchanan in the lineup for the Colt 45s. they need to finish this. Colt 45s have had no extra inning games this season. No extra inning games this season and one walk-off back on July 5th, but we are far away from that, that's for sure. 4-1 here. Duarte's first pitch bounced sharply into left field for a base hit just past the shortstop Castaneda. Leadoff single for the Colt 45s. Now Kyle Schroedel. Lose due. He's 0 for 3 tonight.
Now batting, center fielder, Kyle Schroedel.
Schroedel out in center tonight. Colt 45's looking to finish the season above 500. They're 23-22 coming in. First pitch, fastball over, first strike. Bayon and Julian Kodama not with the team. They had to leave a day early. That was their top two guys in the lineup, and Bayana would have been in center field. But Kyle's played well out there tonight, and he finished the season strong. He really hit well against the Ringtail, so we miss him. He was 11 for 24, hitting every game against them, except for one of them, had eight steals. So they got to do it without those guys. That's the way summer collegiate ball is. Off-speed away, 2-1. Crowd starting to realize that maybe they need more than a little cowbell. They need some cheering, some urging on. Schroedel now with a 2-1 count coming. Boy, Kyle really would like to get a hit here. That one sure didn't miss by much. It was away. 3-1. Looks down to third for the sign. If anybody's going, Duarte has no lead at all at first. Fastball over for a strike. I know there wasn't a take sign there. I guarantee it. Just wasn't what Kyle was looking for. Here comes the 3-2. Runner going here. Fouled that one back. Nobody out that thought maybe good idea to put somebody in motion. Duarte not super fast. And Schroedel did hit into a double play to end the first, so it's a pretty good idea there. Assuming that Kyle's going to make some contact, that's what you need from him. Here's the 3-2 again. Duarte again going, swung on, blew towards right. Duarte's going to keep running because it falls in front of the right fielder for a hit. He stops at second base, but the bloop single. Boy, that was, you were due, weren't you, Kyle? I'm glad he got one tonight. He had only one hit since July
6th.
So, Kyle on first now, Daniel at second, and Casey Buchanan, who's 1 for 3 tonight, made a beautiful diving catch in foul territory a couple of innings ago. Left-handed batter, swung on, fouled back, out of play.
Get
it. Casey stands in, 0-1 now. Rojas looks to second. Still a 4-1 game. Fastball up, did not go. That's 1-1. So you're at the time of the game where you're saying things like the potential tying run is at the plate. Left-handed batter. Lays it on his shoulder. Now he's ready, rocking back and forth. Swings and lines it into right field. Base hit. Rounding third. They're going to hold. Duarte there is a good throw. Boy, that was the best hold that Biz has had all year. If he were to send Daniel, he'd have been dead meat at the plate. So Duarte at third. Schroedel at second. Buchanan at first. Bases loaded against Rojas and Chris Brew, who's 1 for 3 tonight, comes to the plate. So it's Simpson on Simpson here. Chris trying to dial back some of that magic from earlier in the season. Pops up first pitch he sees. Right fielder, second baseman converge. Right, second baseman gets it, but Duarte's obviously not going to be able to do anything with it. But, hey, he was up there taking his hacks. I give him props for that. Chris taking his hacks. 0 for, excuse me, one out now. Nick Horsley to the plate, 0 for 3. Hit a liner right at the third baseman in the sixth. If that one got in, it brought in a run. See if he can build on that. Horsley with that all-black Reading Colts wood bat. Reading Colt 45. Swung on. Lined in the left field corner. If it's fair, it's extra bases. It is. One run will score. Two runs will score. They get the ball in quickly, and it's a 4-3 game. Well struck, Nick Horsley. Buchanan had to hold at second. They got the ball in quickly out there. That was well played out in left field by Downey. Now Connor McCoy ready. They have action in the pen, but Rojas has been their best guy against the Colt 45s this year. McCoy fastball over for a strike. Boy, the crowd just came alive. I sure did. It's a 4-3 game. Bottom of the eighth. Last game of the season. So important to so many people, especially the fans. Here's a 4-3 fastball. Ooh, boy, he juiced that one up. Got it past him. Connor is way behind now. Connor's, you can tell his adrenaline's going. He jumped in that batter's box. Chokes up a little bit now. Got to protect the dish, 0-2, with two on and one out. That one's on the outside corner, called strike three. Well, he didn't. Rojas working quickly. Got him there. Tip your cap and move on. Maybe we go extras if you can keep this comeback going. Now, with two outs, Peyton Edwards. We've seen this before. Late game, two outs, needing something. Peyton Edwards has been the man on the spot more than a few times this year for the Colt 45, especially when healthy as he is now. Fastball popped up, out of play, right side. 0-1. So we have two on, two outs, two in, bottom eight, and Peyton Edwards at the plate. The right-handed batter stands in. And here's the pitch from Rojas. Fastball low. Peyton has power. He also has gap-to-gap hitting ability. Takes that one on the outside corner. Boy, it just was outside. I thought he was going to punch that one. But he didn't. Good eye for Peyton Edwards. Men on first and second here. Needing a clutch hit. Here's the 2-1. Rojas can't get the sign. Waiting, waiting. Edwards patient. Rojas has his signal now and comes to the plate. Fastball fouled back. Yeah, okay. Yeah, got a car out there. That's all right. We're worried about the game now. We all are. Duarte Schrodel Buchanan led off the inning with singles. With one out, Horsley singled. Which should have probably been a double, but the left fielder played it so well. Swung on, chopped it right back to the pitcher. Gloved by Rojas. Underhand to first. And that'll be the inning. But the Colt 45s get two runs on four hits. There were no errors and two men left on base, so we've got a ball game going to the top of the ninth. Jeff Cross looking to keep it right where it is. Trailing 4-3 on the final night of the summer collegiate campaign. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State. but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, Jeff Cross needs to just do what he's done. Keep him from scoring and give his team a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. But you know what? If it takes a while, well, we'll take extra baseball. We just have to wait and see. You got to get through this inning first, this half inning. Trailing 4-3, Colt 45's baseball tonight brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group, omglending.com. Find out how much you may be able to borrow. It's fast and free. All right, here we go. Pretty much everybody is stuck around tonight. They're about to give away the raffle of some box seats to Giants games. They've been doing this raffle all year. They've made a bunch of money on it, and it all goes to the nonprofit work. The leadoff hitter, Rossman, left-handed batter against the big righty Cross, fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. The game began with controversy, a three-run homer in the first, originally called a foul ball. And then the home plate umpire was overruled. I think he made the right call into a three-run homer. Bouncer to Cross, fields it, underhands the Brew. Out number one. It goes in and 1-3. And here's the raffle winner. I'll read this out to you.
Leslie Braun.
Leslie Braun has won tickets. And she's actually here tonight at the game. You don't have to be here. Way to go, Leslie. She gets box seats to the Washington Nationals Giants game, I believe. All right, so here's the right-handed batter, Chuck Maffey. They've been able to keep him quiet tonight. They hit him and walked him, but reached on an error and scored in the first and flew to right in the seventh. And if you do recall, that was a terrific catch out in right field. To foul territory. I believe that was that one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was made by the right fielder, Buchanan. That one fouled off. Now 0-2. Cross is all business out there. Maybe he gets to be the vulture again. It's up to his offense if he can get past this inning. Nobody working in the Colt 45's pen. They do have action in the Ringtails pen, bounced up there. It might be Lum. We've seen a great deal of him. And I don't think it is now that I notice. That could be Matt. I don't know. It could be Lonnie Johnson, but he pitched yesterday. Well, we'll find out if need be. 1-2 pitch now coming to Matthew. Fastball popped up right side, foul territory. Brew looking, can't get to it though. They're giving the Roaster Barrel winner raffle.
Is Corey Raven.
Corey Raven, if you're listening, you should get in touch with the Colt 45s. They'll give you a call. Well, we've Corey's here, but they had a cool barbecue thingy. It was worth quite a bit, I think $500 or something. Fastball up, 2-2. Cross, nobody on. One down here in the ninth. 4-3 game. Breaking ball over, called strike three. Now Jordan Taylor, who did the deadly damage in the first, a three-run homer that I was mentioning, controversial in that rarely is the home plate umpire who's looking down that line overruled by an umpire who's out near shortstop. But he was, and I'm not saying it was the wrong call. It looked like a home run from where I'm sitting, which is also a poor vantage point. Breaking ball over for a strike. Cross going to the slow curve. 0-1 on Taylor. He also had an infield hit in the seventh, so he's made his bones against the Colt 45s this year. Breaking ball again called strike two. Three straight breaking balls over for strikes. Let's see what Cross does this time. Taylor prefers fastballs. We have noticed that. There's a fastball. Bouncer towards second. Duarte charging, and he won't get to it. Good speed over there for Taylor. If Duarte's able to get it on the high bounce, maybe, but it just died off the plate. So it's an infield hit, second infield hit of the game for Taylor. And with two outs, Brian Barrington, the new dad, stands in. Batting left for the third time now in this game. 0 for 2 as a left-handed hitter tonight. He's 1 for 4. First time up against Cross. Fastball over for a strike. Cross's stuff looks good tonight. Everybody wants to finish strong. Here's the 0-1 breaking. Oh, no, it got away from Nick. Runner will head down to second. 1-1. Colt 45's needing to get out of it. Not a jam, but it's a little bit of a pickle. Man at second and two outs. Fastball high and away. Tried to get Barrington to chase it. He didn't. 2-2. I believe. Or is it 2-1? Excuse me. Barrington, the lightly bearded switch hitter batting left. Keeps his elbows in. Takes that pitch over for a strike. 2-2. Big pitch for Aikens. Big pitch for the Colt 45s. So they want to mount a comeback. Keep it right where it's at. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball bounced up there. Gets past Horsley. Hit the hard dirt. Runner moves up to third now. Barrington didn't bite, so it's a 3-2 pitch. Coming here in a moment. Cross trying to look into the sky. Barrington thought he'd walked. Think again, sir. Here comes the payoff. Man now at third. Two outs. 3-2 pitch. Cross. Fastball swung on, lined up. The middle base hit. It's 5-3. Well, he went mano a mano. Said, here's my fastball. Hit it. And Barrington did. So 5-3, still, it's not an insurmountable deficit by any stretch, but two runs are harder to get than one. Barrington does not run well. He's at first. Downing now to the plate. Downing has struggled in this series this weekend. He has 5 hits overall against the Colt 45s this summer, but takes the first pitch over for a strike. But he's 1 for 8 the last 2 days, and with tonight's 0 for 4, 1 for 12 in this series. 0-1. Cross coming fastball, swung on, missed. It's a good spot, low and away. He tried to pull it. Downey, big kid out of UPREP. Going to Kansas Wesleyan. The 0-2, breaking ball, didn't bite. Blocked by Horsley, it was low. 1-2. Nick Horsley, we mentioned, is going to be part of the Shasta College program now. He'll get to work with Bill Plummer more here in the county. That'll be good for him. Outside corner, called strike 3. Big strikeout for Cross, so they do get a run insurance on a couple of hits and leave one man on base. It's coming down to this, Colt 45s fans. Your team's trailing 5-3, heading to the bottom of the ninth. This game brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
$5. The Backbone Brewery, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brewery has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Rojas will try to shut the door. He gave up a couple of runs last inning in relief of Sanderson, and it's 5-3. The Colt 45's trying to piece together a comeback. They've had plenty of base runners. They've left 10 men on. And they got a big hit last inning from Nick Horsley. Casey Buchanan, Kyle Schrodel, and Daniel Duarte all single. So you have Ryan Bolf, Tanner Tweet, and Daniel Duarte leading it off. Bolf has been very good with the Colt 45s the last couple of days. And he's been very good tonight. A couple of hits. He's walked and was robbed by the shortstop in the seventh. The fans really coming alive here. Most of the crowd's still here. They know there can be some drama. Fastball from Rojas to the leadoff hitter, Ryan Bull. ...0-1 pitch. He's just coming out throwing heat here. Where you been hiding that fastball? 0-2. You would assume guys might be eager to swing. Breaking ball, a changeup. He went up the ladder. 1-2-3. Got him. Strikeout. Tough out for both. Now Tanner Tweet. Need a base runner. Home run doesn't help you. Well, it doesn't hurt you, but you want to think, get on base. You got to think base runner here like Tweet did last night. He took two big cuts and then realized, hey, if he gets a base hit, then Duarte can bring me in, and that's what happened. Let's see what Tanner does here. First pitch over for a strike. Four pitches, four strikes for Rojas. I'm pretty sure I said one might have been a change, but I think they've all been fastballs. He's coming out, challenging, breaking ball there. Oh, Tweet bought into that and got hooked. Swung on and missed. Five pitches, five strikes. Rojas hasn't left the rubber. He's just taking the ball and is standing ready to throw. And the hitters have to do what they can to try to get him off his game. Sidearm swung on, but foul. It was hit sharply, but foul. Tanner rubbing that bat, getting some pine and tar or whatever. He looks like a metal worker, a smithy, getting ready to stand up there with a hammer. And come on down. Let's see. Chokes up a little as usual. Swung on. Tipped it into the catcher. I thought he tipped it. Oh, did he break the bat? He did. Oh, no, he needs some pine tar. That's what it is. Foul tip. I thought he was walking off. He needed some stickum or pine tar, whatever they call them. A lot of guys don't like the actual pine tar because it's so sticky and so messy. So they have a spray they put. Some will use wrap. Here's the 0-2. Change up. Check swing. Didn't go. 1-2. It was high. Tried to get him to chase it upstairs. Tanner wasn't into that. He's been up and down tonight. Let's see if he can get up this time. A hit every other at-bat. Change up. Fouled that one back. Good job, Tanner Tweet. Staying alive. He had a single in the first. Struck out in the third. RBI double in the fifth. Popped out in the seventh. So if we're going with this, it would be a yeah at-bat for Tweet. Let's see what Tanner's got up his sleeve. A 1-2 pitch coming. Takes that one for a ball. Tanner Tweed, do I need to tell you, has power to all fields. Tweed stands in, awaiting a 2-2 pitch now. Whew, boy, he has a good eye because pitches very close to that have been called strikes all night. Clutch there. Let's see how Rojas responds after not getting the call. Tweed asks for time and now stands in and waits. And that one's low ball four. There's your base runner. The potential tying run will come to the plate with one out. With Tweed, who runs well at first base, Daniel Duarte will come to the plate, and he has been hitting the ball well since returning to the club. He's 1-for-2 officially tonight, a couple of walks. Didn't like that first pitch, called a strike. But since returning to the club, he's hit in 8 of the 9 games he's played. Will end the season with a 6-game hitting streak. Had a homer last night. Fastball fouled back into the parking lot. So he's quickly down 0-2 in this count. Duarte, a returnee from last summer. Here comes the 0-2 now. Fastball swung on, hit sharply up the middle. Could be two. Second baseman gets it to short, but he will not get the out there. He had to go down to knock it down, and it might give him a hit. The shortstop had to slide in there to get it. Not sure what the ruling is. Hey, it doesn't matter, right, Colt 45 fan? Does not matter. So Kyle Schrodel, who had a nice RBI single his last time. Or a single. He scored a run. That was in the 8th. And he's, if you want to say he's still due, yeah, why not? Breaking ball over for a strike. Either way, you're just pulling for Kyle because he's worked very, very hard. He's had a struggle in the second half offensively, but come up with some clutch hits, I'll tell you. Had the big hit in the walk-off. Swung on, hit well, but not deep towards left center field. Their center fielder makes the catch, a fake tag, so it's not going to get it this time. Out number 2. So you have the potential winning run at the plate in Casey Buchanan. The right fielder standing in there. He's got pop. Hit the ball extremely well for the Chico Aces this summer. Here comes the first pitch to him's ball. One out. Buchanan, the left-handed batter. He likes to knock his bat with his left hand, his top hand. Now has his two batting gloves on, the bat on his shoulder. Now brings it up as Rojas checks the runner at second. There are men on first and second. Takes it on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-1. The Colt 45s have one walk-off win this year. It was back on July 5th, a 10-9 victory over Santa Rosa. Inside corner called, strike 2. Extra base hit could tie it if you can get one in a gap. But with two outs, runners will be chugging along. Tweet at second, good speed. Duarte at first. Won't take any big chances, but he is the potential tying run. Let's see. Rojas shakes him off. Shakes him off again. Shakes him off again. Now the batter steps out. So Buchanan, after Rojas shakes off 3 pitches, knocks that bat, steps back in, ready to go. 1-2. Rojas looks to second from the stretch. And delivers. popped up out of the play, behind home plate. Try it again.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Now, cowbell doesn't hurt. At second base, Tanner Tweet. At first, Daniel Duarte at the plate with two outs and a 1-2 pitch. Casey Buchanan. The pitch swung on. Oh, he tipped that one. Went off, I believe, the catcher's shin guard. We just keep resetting for you. Well, if he can come up with a, you hit the ball, get a base hit somewhere. Got to keep this thing alive at this point. Chris Brew on deck. Rojas looks in for the sign. He's been the Colt 45's kryptonite. 1-2, two outs, two on. Rojas just, boy, they can't get along back there. He and Miller, they've been playing catch for a while now. Miller wanted something else. Two on, two outs, 1-2 pitch. Last game of the season. Is there a little more magic left? It hit him. Bases are loaded. So the Colt 45s have the bases loaded.
First baseman, Christopher Green.
That's Tweet at third, Duarte at second, Buchanan at first, Simpson Redhawk pitcher, Simpson Redhawks hitter. Is there one more magic swing in Chris Brew's bat? He takes the first pitch a little inside, 1-0. Chris is 1-for-4 tonight. He had a single back in the second. Let's see what Rojas brings. Fastball inside corner. That one was over for a strike. Right along the knees. 1-1. That's all right. Horsley on deck. Outside, 2-1. Love to see Chris Brew get a ribby or two here in this final night of the season. Chokes up just a pinky's worth on the bat. Breaking ball missed. 3-1. They had action in their bullpen, so somebody, I believe, would be ready to come in, but it's clear that they're leaving it in Rojas' hands. The lanky right-hander with the bases loaded. Delivers a fastball away. Ball four. Brew gets an RBI. It's 5-4 as Tanner Tweet will come in after the bases loaded walk. You take it however you can get it, right, folks? And the catchers, they're actually looking into the dugout to see if they're going to make a change here. Rojas wants to know something. What does he want to know? Did he think it was a different count? What is he arguing about? Or what is he looking for? I have no idea. Brew walked.
Now batting for the Colt 45. The catcher, number 34, Nick Horsley.
Well, Nick has had a couple of terrific at-bats in a row. He had a line drive to third and the sixth, and then an RBI single into the corner that really probably would have been a double if not for a beautiful throw from the right fielder, and it kind of held everybody up. Nick swinging hard at the first pitch. He sees the fastball, missed it 0-1. Hey, the fans liked it. Love to see Horsley get a hold of one here. Bases are loaded. Colt 45s. Trying to come back, trailing 5-4 with two outs, bottom of the ninth. That one's over for a strike, 0-2. Fans didn't like that, 0-2, 0-1 strike. Now this is where, as a hitter, as a team, you've got to believe Horsley asks for time. So how will it all end? 2019 summer collegiate campaign. 0-2 pitch, bases loaded, two outs, fastball swung on line, right at the short, the third baseman for the third out, oh my. The Ringtails hold on and win it by a 5-4 final score. Well, you can't win them all, folks. The finale doesn't go the way the Colt 45s had hoped, but it was a thrilling night nevertheless. The Colt 45s go down on this one by a 5-4 final. Five runs, 10 hits, a one error for the Reading Ringtails, who beat the Colt 45 for the third time this season, and I believe that may be the first time that they have done that very thing, beaten them three times in 1 year. For the Colt 45s, we mentioned they rallied back. They get four runs on a total of 3, 5, 6, 10, 11 hits. And they leave the bases loaded. That means they left 13 on base, losing it by a 5-4 final. The Colt 45s will recap the season and recap this game in just a moment. We'll be recapping the season on Wednesday night on Scorecard Scribblings. We'll give you a baseball recap, kind of a look back at the Colt 45's campaign. But now we're just going to send it to break, come back with a look at some Major League Finals, and tell you how this one went down here at Tiger Field. This broadcast brought to you by our friends at Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
Hey, Norstate sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to save big money and help a great cause this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big 3-day yard sale at our museum property on Ronda Road in Anderson, just south of the Walmart. Plus, if you want to make a donation of items to the yard sale, we'll take donations Friday and Saturday. Please, no junk. We'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And thanks for your support of our local veterans.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, the late rallies fall short for the Colt 45s. We wind up leaving 13 men on base, including the bases loaded at the end. And Nick Horsley hit it on the nose, but unfortunately right at the third baseman. So they fall a run short in the finale of this season. We'll take a look at how those runs happen in a moment. First, let's give you a recap in the professional scoreboard tonight. Triple A, Sacramento lost in Round Rock, Texas, 10-9. Doubleheader at Yankee Stadium, sweep for the Yanks, 9-2 and 6-4 over the Red Sox. Cubs beat the Brewers, 4-1. Rays over the Marlins, 8-6 in St. Pete. 3-2 Phillies down the White Sox. Mets over the Pirates, 7-5. It was the Orioles winning at home over the Blue Jays, 6-4. Astros had a combined no-hitter. Sanchez and a couple of other relievers. 12th no-hitter, I think, in their team's history. The 9-0 win over Seattle. Twins pounded the Royals 11-3. Cruz had three homers. Indians beat the Angels 7-2. 5-4 Braves edge the Reds in 10 innings. On Acuna's first career walk-off, Rangers edge the Tigers 5-4, also in 10 innings. Odor had a walk-off home run in that one. Diamondbacks put up a good football score, 18-7 over the Nationals. Escobar, two homers and seven RBI, and that win in Arizona. Giants edge the Rockies 6-5. Got a couple of late runs on a Posey double in the eighth to decide the game. It's kind of been a magic summer for them, and it's also shaping up to be a magic summer for the A's, who are in line for a postseason berth in the wild card race for sure. They won again today, 8-3, at the Coliseum over the Cardinals. And that's the final. Pinder had a three-run shot in that one. Dodgers beat the Padres 4-1. Buehler got his 10th win, a 15-strikeout complete game. Well, that ought to tell you what's happening elsewhere. Here at Tiger Field on Fan Appreciation Night, the Colt 45s fell behind in the first inning 3-0, and it was controversial. Nick Schrodel, after a one-out single and an error by the third baseman, Jordan Taylor went the other way, and he's previously hit a couple of homers against him. And it was ruled a foul ball, but it looked like a home run. And the Colt 45s argued when the home plate umpire went out to check with Blake Ayers, the base umpire, who told him, yeah, I think it was fair. So that ultimately was the difference. They overruled it and gave Taylor a three-run homer. In my opinion, it was a fair ball from where I was sitting. They would add another run in the third after a walk and a hit batter, a couple of hit batters actually, and an error. This all off Nick Schrodel. But they did score a run unearned in that one with the bases loaded, and that would be a four-run lead. Colt 45's got a run back in the fifth. That inning started off with a strikeout, but then Peyton Edwards singled, went to second on a wild pitch. An out later, Tanner Tweet doubled him home, but they wound up leaving men on the corners in the fifth. And that was kind of the story. Just couldn't come up with enough clutch hits. They just ran out of time in the end. Insurance run came in the ninth, and it turns out, well, there's your game. And that would mean that Cross will be tagged with the loss in this one. With two outs, an infield hit by Jordan Taylor. And then after a couple of wild pitches, an RBI single to Brian Barrington. And that did make it a 5-3 game at that point. After a leadoff strikeout, Tanner Tweet walked. Duarte had an infield hit. A fly out to center, and with two outs, Buchanan drew the walk to load the bases. Well, Brew walked with the bases loaded to bring in a run. And you're thinking the magic just might happen again. And Nick Horsley had hit the ball so well the previous two at-bats, hit the ball well again with the bases loaded, but it was right at the third baseman, snagged there by their third baseman to end the game, and well grabbed by Thacker to complete the 2019 campaign. Rojas will get the win, and Cross will get the save. The Colt 45s end this campaign, as frustrating as it may be, in the end, 23-23. It was a year that included so many injuries, the key players, guys having to go home early because of that, and they just couldn't get the big offense in the second half of the season that they had hoped for at the beginning of the campaign. Too many thrown away games, too, with defense. But you know what? They also had some thrilling, thrilling games. Grand slams this year by Tyler Thompson and Brendan Roop, Tanner Tweet, and I believe Chris, was it Brew hit one, or was it, I should remember, or was it, I'm blowing my own mind here, but who else hit that grand slam? Oh, my. Either way, I think they had four of them. Tyler hit one, Roop hit one, Tweet hit one. Well, maybe they were only the three, but some thrilling moments. Also, a couple of big home runs from Peyton Edwards coming off that leg injury terrific pitching in the end. Marquez led the team with 54 innings and 62 strikeouts, 5 wins on the campaign. He would be their pitcher of the year if there were such a thing. A very good season for Jacob. I look forward to seeing him in the starting rotation for his home Santa Rosa Junior College. Jordan Akins pitched in 19 games and had a very strong ERA, around 3.5. And Julian Kodama wasn't here tonight, but he had 351 to lead the club and hit safely in 26 of 27 games. And honestly, I don't know if there's ever been a guy who's done that for the Colt 45s in the summer. Roop led the team in at-bats, runs, hits, doubles, triples, RBI, sacrifice flies, and plate appearances, 197. We wish him well as he returns to Fort Scott College. Other leaders this year, we mentioned Kodama. Tyler Thompson was leading in a whole bunch of things when he left the team early, but he winds up leading the club in walks, slugging percentage, and on-base percentage, a 505 slugging mark and a 493 on-base percentage. Andy Bayena, 44 games. Nobody played in more. Had 38 runs scored. Only he and Brendan Roop tied to lead the team in that category. He was second on the club in hits with 42. He wound up with 25 runs batted in, which was fourth, I believe, on the team. 27 walks, 15 hit batters. Those led the club, as did his 21 stolen bases. He, too, he had a lot of plate appearances and a very good summer defensively in the outfield. Chris Brute tied for the team lead in home runs with 5, equaling Tanner Tweet in that category. Tanner tied for the lead in triples for the team with 3 and was catching up quickly in stolen bases. But he led the team pretty much nose-to-nose with Tyler Thompson in slugging percentage, entering the night just behind Tyler with a 504 slugging percentage for the Colt 45s. And those are the positives, many of them in a season that was filled with some real excitement, including a walk-off hit by Kyle Schrodel and Connor McCoy racing around to score that winning run against the Santa Rosa A's. I certainly will look back fondly on this year. Haven't been able to bring play-by-play baseball out there to Radio Land in many years, and it is a real honor and treat to have been able to do that for most of this season. Thank you for listening in. I'd like to thank my producer, who's done a wonderful job all year long, learning about me and always enjoying his Colt 45s games. Jerry King, thanks so much for the job you did tonight. I'd like to also thank Rick and Patty Bassetti for a wonderful experience for the fans and on behalf and for myself, the treatment, and they welcomed me into the family. And it's been a wonderful summer. You never know when you're going to get to walk out on that ball field again, and I certainly take it very seriously to get a chance to tell you these stories. Well, the last game of the 2019 season, brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group, didn't quite turn out the way you wanted it to. 5-4 the final. There was drama. There was excitement. And, yes, a Reading team did win tonight, if that brings you some solace. But Colt 45's fans, you go home 23-23. And, you know, the great thing is, you can't win them all, but, you know, before you know it, winter will have passed, the snow will begin to melt, and spring will return eternal with the Colt 45s next season. We hope you'll be here with us when we return then. For now, again, thanking Jared King and all of you for listening in. I'm Brent Weber, saying so long one more time in 2019 from Tiger Fields.
But it looks as though the Taliban, without acknowledging the current sitting Afghan government, is getting some type of exit package from us. You know the realities on the ground probably better than anyone else not in uniform. Here's what Michael Waltz is worried about. Cut, and you know the Green Beret who advised Dick Cheney is now congressman from Florida. Cut 27.
I have no problem with entering into a deal, but so far I don't like this deal. I think this is a bad deal. The Taliban have basically given us a bunch of promises. They promised to enter into a ceasefire, yet they're still bombing children in Kabul. They promised to talk to the Afghan government, but they haven't done that yet. Most importantly, they promised to keep Al-Qaeda and ISIS at bay. And even if you believe that promise, which I don't, how do they have the capability that thousands of U.S. troops and a 300,000-man Afghan army have struggled to do over the last 18 years. So I understand the president's frustration, too hard, too long, too expensive. But at the end of the day, these troops are an insurance policy at keeping half the world's terrorist organizations at bay.
So I worry about how we leave. Nobody wants a long war, but we're not fighting every day. And there's 22 terror organizations in that country right now. Where does Geraldo Rivera stand?
Well, it's a situation where when I started going to Afghanistan, all the surveys indicated that most Afghans thought Christianity was a capital offense. It's a primitive society. It's a society that has forsaken international intervention going back to Alexander the Great. The United States effort coming after the Russian effort similarly frustrated, similarly wasted their money. In the case of Russia, it collapsed the Soviet Union. They spent so much money in Afghanistan. I just don't think Afghanistan is going to change, Brian. I lament the fact that if we leave, in all probability, the advances women have made will be erased. I have been in Afghanistan. I've gone to the same location where we have built schools three times to have the schools blown up three times. In that environment, the United States of America can continue to spend trillions of dollars to support one-third of the country that has a modernist approach to life, or we can concentrate on drug interdiction and let the Taliban government, which inevitably will take over, take charge. What I would like to do, and I agree with the congressman, and I think you as well, Brian, I would like to keep Bagram, the air base outside Kabul, probably keep Kandahar or most of it, and make them fortresses and use those fortresses to launch strikes against international terror groups where we perceive the need. In other words, whatever the deal is with the Taliban, they'd be eager to sign anything that gets us out of the country. I would reserve the right to keep a small contingent, I'm talking about 5,000 or less, in heavily fortified environments where we have the ability with drone strikes and so forth to eliminate, as we did with the mother of all bombs 6 months ago with Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
Gotcha.
Where we have the ability to strike out and to let the terror groups know that they cannot reestablish their bases in Afghanistan. If the Afghans go for that, then I think that it's going to be more like Korea and Japan and Germany in terms of the longevity of our choice. It wouldn't be considered a war in Afghanistan.
Gotcha.
But it would be a kind of presence of American forces there for a specific reason.
Geraldo, have a great weekend, and I look forward
you
to the shirtless shot as much as any American.
Come over if you can on Saturday.
Okay, good. I'm actually I might be able to do that. Geraldo Rivera always invites me, hoping I'll say no, but this time I might actually say yes. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Every pain relief product claims their new ingredient will help, but Blue Emu is the number one emu oil brand every year for a reason. Don't trust hype, trust consistency. Choose Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company, or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 9696. That's promo code 9696 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint, own the now.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-540-3219. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-540-3219. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-540-3219. Again, 800-540-3219.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers. I had a long and healthy career in baseball. Blue Emu helps me keep my muscles and joints healthy so I can keep playing off the field now. Try Blue Emu today. It works fast and you won't stink.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now, from the historical audio archive, the Fox News Top.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest somewhere in the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back. 1-866-408-7669. Shannon Bream's going to be joining me in a little while. Kind of be interesting to talk to Shannon. It's always interesting. But she's been doing all the post game on the debates. So I want to see the mood down there in Detroit. Anthony is in Utica, New York. WIBX. Love that station. Hey, Anthony.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the reason why I called is last night I listened to the president, and he had, and while I agree with about 90% of what he's done, he mentioned that in imposing the tariffs on China that they were paying for it, and it's affected our business, which we're in the restaurant equipment business, and anything that comes over from China, the manufacturers are charging us the tariff, which we're passing on to the general public. So I'm missing where he feels we're not paying for it, because I'm passing it on to my customers as I get charged the tariffs from the manufacturer. So, you know, I'm losing something in there where he's saying they're paying for it, because obviously the manufacturers are being charged and we're being charged.
Yeah, eventually maybe we make it and it helps our economy. But in the short term, Anthony, you're paying for it. So are farmers, too, clearly. Thanks so much for the easy economic lesson. Real quick, our great station in Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, KLIN. We are going to be there on November 15th. I need you to join me there. Only two VIP tickets are left. I'm going to be talking about Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, all my books, to talk about history. And it's going to be part of the book tour. So I want to use that as an excuse to meet everybody out there in Nebraska, a place I have not been. So make sure to join me.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Oh,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing rope twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, that, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. When you go to Hershey, Pennsylvania, you are greeted by the aroma of chocolate. When you visited Sibley, Iowa in recent years, the smell you encountered was not so sweet. Sibley is home to a company called Iowa Drying and Processing. They produce an animal food supplement made with animal byproducts, including pig blood. City officials and residents complained the smell from the plant was, to put it diplomatically, unpleasant. Sibley has an odor ordinance, and it fined Iowa Drying and Processing more than $40,000. The company sued, claiming the ordinance was vague and the city was unfairly targeting them. They also said the fines were interfering with their efforts to sell the plant. But federal judge Leonard Strand took a deep breath and ruled that Sibley was within its rights to fine the company. City officials report that Iowa Drying and Processing has cleaned up its act. There haven't been any odor problems in more than a year. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The person that's enjoying this debate most right now is Donald Trump, as we pit Democrats against each other while he is working right now to take away American health care.
Yeah, I don't understand why Democrats on this stage are fear-mongering about universal health care. It makes no sense.
We cannot keep with the Republican talking points on this. You gotta stop.
This is not a Republican talking point. The Republicans are trying to kill Obamacare. This idea is a bunch of malarkey.
It's I was totally exasperated. Seeing Joe Biden's like, wait a second, are you yelling at me about Obamacare? Did I get plugged into a Republican debate all of a sudden? It's crazy. Even the next day, they weren't backing down. Oh, we like Barack Obama. We just don't like any of his plans on immigration or health care. Shannon Bream joins me because she is hosting her show any minute now. I'm sorry, in 12 hours. She is always on the road, Fox News legal analyst, correspondent, host of Fox News at Night, and she's also the author of Finding the Bright Side. Shannon, was there a bright side of your President Obama in that day two debate?
Well, it's funny because, yeah, if you're now saying that President Obama, who is like 95% approval rating among Democrats, so well-loved and still very much revered among the average Democrat out there, he's too conservative for this field now. I think it's an interesting place to go, because if you're saying things like abolishing ICE and, you know, making it not illegal or not criminal to cross the border and legalizing prostitution and pot and all this other kind of stuff, I mean, you know, if you're going to go that far away from President Obama in just 4 years, you got to wonder who they're going to end up with, or whether, as my cab driver told me in Detroit, he's picking Biden because he thinks the rest of them are way too crazy far left and he doesn't know how they're going to pay for anything.
Well, Joe Biden made some gaffes, too. I mean, for example, I've made gaffes before, so I'm not immune. You have not made a mistake.
As have I.
But when he said, we can't take 8 more years of Donald Trump, we know what he did with his text messages at the end. We know that he accused Kamala Harris as having a plan that's worth $3 trillion. I mean, $32 trillion. So, I mean, there's like 6 or 7 things that he tend to run out of gas at the end, but it was the much better performance for him. In the end, when you were doing the post-game show and your show, whose team seemed happiest? First in night one.
Night one, I think that Elizabeth Warren's team felt really good. They felt like she had a good night. And that she's a very confident debater and that she, you know, a lot of people say that she's got to break away and show light between her and Bernie because they're after the same kinds of voters. They say that's not true, and they think that she has her own independent, you know, base that's rising with her, and she does continue to rise in the polls. They felt good on night one.
All right, night two.
Night two, I think Cory Booker's people seem to be the most excited working around the spin room. I think they felt like he had a chance to, you know, land some pretty good blows, have some good conversations and back and forth with Vice President Biden. And I think that, you know, he's the main guy. He's the main target on the stage. And last time he felt a little bit, I think, caught off guard by how aggressive Senator Kamala Harris was with him. And you know, it seemed like on Wednesday night, everybody else was like, yeah, I want to get in on that action, too, because he's the front runner. If I'm going to have any viral moments, they're probably going to be with him. But Cory Booker's team felt like he did really well, and it was a good night for him.
Yeah, we'll see. He's going to get some scrutiny on his days in Newark, New Jersey. And yep. If he's going to be tough on crime, admit it. You were tough on crime. If you weren't tough, we should hear it. Just because the sentiment today is not 1994 or 2004, I wish people would just stand behind their record and explain it rather than deny it. But let's take a look at the next debate. These are the qualifiers so far. And we understand Fox has learned, or Amy Klobuchar has told Fox, that she just qualified. So she'll be eighth. We have Biden, Booker, Mayor Pete, Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. And if Klobuchar joins, Klobuchar joins. I think we should end up, they got to get this in by, I think, the end of August. So they need 130,000 signatures and 2% in four major polls. How much bigger is this field going to get, do you think?
I think this is really going to winnow out a lot of people. But we have our complaints in, like, from Andrew Yang, I mean, the tech entrepreneur guy who is promising universal basic income, $1,000 a month for every adult out there, over 18 and over. And so he talks a lot about automation, how it's killing jobs and all this kind of stuff. But he is complaining, his team is complaining that some of the polls that he has submitted for what he thought would be qualifiers are now being turned away by the DNC, that those polls aren't going to work. That's not going to help him. So I think people are really scrambling now to try to get to that next hurdle. I mean, I don't know if the fuel would be cut in half, but I wouldn't be surprised. But there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, saying we're going to fight tooth and nail. And a lot of people are doing what they can to keep Marianne Williamson on the stage because it's enjoyable.
Do you say adorable or enjoyable?
Enjoyable. Oh. It could be adorable, too.
It can be. Well, she's a little different. We know that hasn't hurt her career anymore at all. You know, a lot of people are writing about her. She says mm-hmm. things a little bit different, where she talks big picture.
Yeah, I mean, she's very much about defeating the forces of evil, mm-hmm. which she thinks are kind of running America right now, and letting love win. So it's kind of refreshing when we're sitting through these two-hour debates at a time to have her kind of spark up and speak up and say things in her very unique way that she does. It kind of stops everything for a minute where everybody sort of looks around and like, okay, because she's more force for the trees. Right. Like, let's not, you know, if you guys are going to stand up here and fight out over each other and attack President Obama more than you're going to attack President Trump, you're not going to convince the American people. So she's almost like a dash of cold water on them when they're going at each other on policy. And she's like, listen, if we don't have a bigger theme, right. you're going to lose America. They're just not going to listen to you.
Shannon Bream's here, set to host her show any minute. I mean, in 11 hours. Shannon also has wrote the book, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. And Shannon, before I let you go, can you bring us inside the last major event that happened before Senate went on a six-week break? And that was Lindsey Graham passed through committee a way to fix the border that almost everybody thinks would go a long way to helping slow the number of illegals to crossing our border with our asylum rules and the Flores fix. What was the controversy with Senator Leahy?
Well, they're trying to change the rules or use the rules to their advantage. You know, and I have a couple Republican senators who said, like, listen, we needed to get this thing moving. There was no way if we didn't push the envelope a little bit that we would get it going. Lindsey Graham is the chair of the committee. He's been trying to get this thing through committee for 7 weeks, I think it is. And he's like, listen, this is just an example of you guys say that you want to fix the border and we got to get things done. And then when we offer something up, you won't even let it go to a vote. So, you know, there was some procedural wrangling, and it got really heated yesterday. If you saw, Senator Leahy held up the rules of the Senate and ripped them up in outrage and said, why do we even have these? It was quite a moment. I mean, not a lot of moments for the Senate or made for TV, but that one was.
Yeah, Senator Graham tends to be in the middle of these. Now I understand the president asked him to solve Iran. That's a nice little assignment. I thought that's why you have a Secretary of State, but...
Yeah, I think once Lindsey Graham, a lot of people single-handedly believe, turned the tide for Brett Kavanaugh. He's been called in on a lot of special projects for the president. He liked how that was handled.
So I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm about to hit you with a story that you haven't been briefed on. Are you ready for it?
Let's do it.
Okay. According to a new study from the University of Queensland, a good cry can help you feel less stressed. Researchers looked at 197 women who watched emotional videos or neutral videos that they then performed the cold presser stress test, which consisted of placing their hands in cold water to see who could last the longest. Their studies found that criers had more controlled breathing rates than those who didn't let their tears flow. Participants had lower heart rates before crying, suggested crying can regulate your physiology. Now, with everything I just told you now, how will you adjust your life?
I guess I got to schedule in a crying jag this afternoon.
Right.
I got to pencil that in.
Are you a big crier?
Today, so I'm not. But once I get there, then I let it go. But I actually feel terrible afterwards.
Right.
What about you? You probably don't cry very much.
I watched Born Free in 1974. And
that was the last time you cried?
That was the last time. Because when Elsa went into the jungle, we don't know if Elsa ever came back.
Let it go.
Right. And here's the thing. They say holding back your tears may actually be detrimental. So if you feel like crying, don't hold. Even on your show.
Okay. Well, if we get there. You know what gets me, though? I will admit the things that will get me on the show are whenever we do the soldier homecoming videos.
Okay.
You know, like they come back to their family, they surprise their kids at school, whatever. The team sneaks those up on me because they know I can't handle those. Otherwise, I'm pretty steady for you on the news. But homecoming videos, you got me.
Shannon, we're going to watch you tonight at 11. Everyone gets you. And great job out on location, recapping all the fun in Detroit.
Thanks. So I'll see you at dance party tonight.
You got it. I'll be there in my tank top. It'll be great.
And your mullet.
Yes. Thank you. Shannon Bream. When we come back, your turn. 1-866-408-7669. Got a few things. Afghanistan, are you happy with the way this thing is coming to an end? For those people who don't think the president's tough on Russia, we just left another treaty with Russia. If he was being a patsy for Vladimir Putin, he wouldn't pull out of this missile agreement, which he actually did. And the president of the United States is also willing to walk away from a deal. How do we know? He seems to be walking away from one with China after their last meeting in Shanghai. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file the claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303-5053.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word MAN to 606060. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MAN
to 606060.
Text MAN
to 606060.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
And radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The president tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
But that is called leaking, that confidential memo that he wrote up after his meeting with the president. He, in a contemporaneous way, he wrote up, oh, this would happen with the president. He asked me to go easy on Mike Flynn, and he asked for my loyalty. So James Comey put that in a letter, and then he gave it to his buddy, who gave it to the New York Times, who wrote a column. It would spur the Mueller investigation. That's James Comey after he got fired in California. That was in 2017, June. The question is, that memo and some others, does it comprise? When the inspector general looked at this, they said, this is confidential. I recommend that this be referred to the Justice Department to see if charges should be filed. Yesterday, the Justice Department said no. They decided against prosecuting the former FBI director for leaking classified information. Following referral from the department's IG, sources familiar with the deliberations told Fox every one of the DOJ involved in the decision said it wasn't a was not a close call. They all thought this could not be prosecuted. One of the reasons they labeled it confidential after he wrote it, and it wasn't an intent to give up confidential information. Without a legal background, I'll just tell you what my instinct says. My instinct says this. If you or I gave out confidential memos, especially of our interaction with the president, but we didn't know that it was confidential, and we didn't intend to give up secrets, I'm not sure we'd get that type of leniency with law enforcement. I don't think that Michael Flynn intended to give up information when that day when he met with the FBI. They said that they didn't know that he intentionally was being misleading. They didn't think he was intentionally being misleading about interaction with any Russian. Later, they find out that they had tapes of something. Said he didn't remember. Didn't matter. He had to cut a deal. After a year of trying to pay legal bills, it was impossible. But they say this is different. I am fine with if the Attorney General Barr says I don't really think we have a case here, I'm fine with that. So who else is fine with that? Matt Gaetz, who pursued it, and Joe DiGenova. He's a former U.S. attorney, and he's a big supporter of the president. So having said that, listen to what he said last night. Cut 37.
This was a bad case for the government to bring. They didn't have the evidence that they needed. Bill Barr is trying to do one thing. He's trying to restore the integrity of the Justice Department to get it away from the Obama FBI DOJ political prosecution model back to professionalism. He took this case. They decided they didn't have enough to make a case, mm-hmm. and so they decided not to bring a prosecution. That's what the Justice Department should do, bring professional decisions. Bill Barr deserves a medal for doing this. But here's the point. Comey's not out of the woods. He is the target, along with a number of other people, of a major criminal conspiracy investigation by John Durham. Doesn't mean he's going to be charged, but he's right in the middle of the grand criminal conspiracy that John Durham is investigating.
And keep in mind, Christopher Steele spoke to the FBI. The Inspector General report's coming up in a few weeks, and John Durham's the U.S. attorney appointed by the Attorney General to investigate the investigators. If Comey's clean, let's hear it. If he does something inadvertent, I also want to hear about that. Because soon, I wonder where John Brennan is. There's a chance he's at some deserted island. I'm not sure. But John Brennan hasn't said much. James Clapper hasn't said much. We're finding out what the Obama administration did or didn't do leading up to the 2016 election and how they were perhaps very aggressive against this president. We will see. So Matt Gaetz, who was looking forward to hearing about a prosecution of James Comey, but it's not going to happen. Mark Meadows, too. Mark Meadows tweeted this out prior to the announcement. As the IG report on Comey approaches, we're getting the sound of silence. No Comey tweets. No softball interviews. Must be tougher when you get questioned by DOJ Inspector General. The truth is coming. His actions will come to light, and the verdict will not be pretty. James Comey came back feeling kind of smug and good after not getting prosecuted. Says this, or charged. I love transparency. I just wait for facts before I talk about them. I'm confident the results of all IG reports will show honest public servants worked hard to protect the country from a threat that is the president and his enablers won't acknowledge. And at me next time, bruh. I don't know what that means. I'm not even cool enough to understand the humor. What does that even mean? Do you know? Pete, do you know?
I have no clue.
It's like, bro? I mean, is it bro?
Maybe, yeah, he's like, hey, bro.
So it's
bro.
Not like, it's not an acronym. Like, B-R-U-H doesn't mean anything.
That's bro?
I can't laugh if I don't understand it.
So I think it's just like a slang term. It's just trying to be funny. Now people spell cool, K-E-W-L. You know, I think it's just one of those things, no?
Oh. Here's Matt Gaetz.
Well, this is the first chapter in the story of Jim Comey's criminal culpability, certainly not the last. Jim Comey's leaks were one area where the Inspector General rightfully referred review for criminal prosecution. Ultimately, the Department of Justice didn't find that they could make out all of the elements. I accept that decision. But I think that the testimony of Robert Mueller highlighted where Comey's greatest culpability could lie, and that is in the origins of this investigation. You heard Mueller in response to my questions about the Steele dossier, mm-hmm. say that that matter was not his purview because it was under review from the Department of Justice. Jim Comey signed those FISA warrants based on that dossier.
So the ISA, was the FISA court abused, and should we even have a FISA court, being that 99% of the applications to follow me or you get approved by the FISA court? You go in there and you say, Judge, it's an emergency. I'm following this terrorist, and I need you to okay a warrant. That's what it's supposed to be. But now you have guys saying, it's an emergency, Judge. I got to follow Carter Page. That was a dead end. His life was destroyed because of it. What was that application about? Did you use the dossier, which is not hardcore evidence, which was part of the agreement, before you do any of these applications? You got to make sure everything is ironclad. Why? Because there's no one challenging and going to bat for Carter Page or the next person because they got to keep their secrecy. So the FISA court system is going to be scrutinized as well as the application. Listen, if you like my series, What Made America Great, you're going to like America Great from the Start, Live from the Stage. I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, August 9th at the Booth Playhouse. Go to briankilmeade.com/tour. It's going to be great. You'll see yourself on Fox Nation. Birmingham, Alabama, the next day, August 10th at the Lyric Theater. November 16th in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. That'll be after the release of Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. See you there.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Redding.